Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Happy Friday, welcome. And we're doing it live tonight, live and national. If you want to join us on our late night national town hall conversation, feel free. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And today, Tish Letitia James, she pleads not guilty in the federal mortgage fraud case. And she did a whole performance on the steps of the courthouse there. It was really, you know, inspiring. I guess because of my bias, I've never liked her. I've never thought she was incredibly effective. I don't find her very moving. But the crowd there seemed to be totally enamored with her. And I guess it's good for her, right? But she says she hasn't done a thing, and, you know, somehow this is all Donald Trump's fault. Whatever she's done wrong, Donald Trump's fault. You can't make this stuff up, but that's how it's going down. Tish James. By the way, my boy Michael Henry, he's run against her before. And he's running against her again. And I think he's got a good shot, because let me tell you, first of all, there's a poll out today. Man, I wish I had this right in front of me. I don't have it in front of me yet. But new poll out today from, let me see. Give me a second. This new poll from an organization I'm not too familiar with. But let me see. Give me one segundito. Basically says that Curtis Sliwa, it's the opposite of the poll with Mamdani that the AARP did, where they said if Cuomo were to take the whole race and Curtis were to get out, that he would, you know, essentially be neck and neck. Well, guess what? Same thing pretty much happens when you take out Curtis, and they measured what would happen if Sliwa were involved. And lo and behold, Sliwa does better. I would say 2 points better than Cuomo. Fantastic. Right? I'm stalling here because it's not opening fast enough. Right, here we go. This is interactive polls on Twitter. The poll is by Victory Polling. And check this out. Zora Mandani versus Andrew Cuomo with Curtis Sliwa in the race. Mandani gets 47, Cuomo gets 29, Curtis gets 16, according to this poll. Without Cuomo, Mamdani gets 49, Curtis gets 41. Without Curtis, Mamdani gets 49, Cuomo gets 39. So he gets beat by 10 points. Now you're thinking, Rich, why are you telling us about a poll where in every scenario, Mamdani wins? Because this is only 2 days after the last debate. As the campaign continues and people continue to change public opinion, that's how elections work, my friends. And this is exactly why I believe Curtis can actually win this thing. The stuff that Dick Morris was talking about, 100% right. The momentum, nobody's getting more excited about Andrew Cuomo right now. Nobody's getting more excited about Zoran Mamdani. But people are getting more excited about Curtis Sliwa. Earlier this week, Megyn Kelly made some comments about Curtis Sliwa, and she said, look, I'm sorry, but it doesn't look like he can win, and it looks like he should get out, so, you know, we have to hold our nose and take Cuomo just to avoid a communist. Same thing Trump has been saying. Now, while that may sound like conventional wisdom to some, and I love Megyn Kelly, right? Really, I love her. I think she's fantastic. I think it's wrong, and I think she realized it was wrong when she saw the interview that Curtis Sliwa did with Nate Friedman. Nate Friedman's a very popular YouTuber and independent journalist, and he laid out exactly why he thought this made no sense. Like, maybe I was here before these guys were. I have down-ballot races, city council people, that the top of the ticket is Sliwa, the bottom of the ticket is the city council people, and all the other positions that are on there. There's a bunch of down-ballot races. This is why you can't take a major party candidate and just tell them, hey, you should drop out. But you can take an independent candidate and make them drop out because there's nobody depending on them. Make sense? It should. And she, after analyzing that video, and I played this audio for you guys last night, she seems to have changed her opinion, said, you know what, you're right, he makes a lot of sense. And she's right. It's not Curtis's job to pick up the slack for Andrew Cuomo because he decided to get in after he got beat by Mamdani. And when you look at this most recent poll that puts us, I don't know, 14 days from Election Day with early voting starting tomorrow, by the way, Curtis Sliwa is within 8 points of Mamdani. Andrew Cuomo is within 10 points. So Curtis does better than Cuomo, and that makes all the sense in the world to me. And I would say this is probably not even a fair sample. I think it's even better than that. The momentum is clearly on Curtis's side. But I bring this up because this poll came out today, obviously, putting Curtis being the clear number two to take on, or the number one contender to take on Mamdani. But very, very interesting stuff here. And so many people are trying to write off Curtis Sliwa as if we didn't hear this with President Trump. And I bring this up every day, and I will forever. People were writing off President Trump. Oh, he can't win. There's not a chance. I'm sorry. He just doesn't have a case. He's great. But no, he can't. Listen, I've heard all these stories before. People make it seem like they've just arrived at this party. We've heard these stories before. I don't understand why they're working this time around. But there's still much work to be done. And it's my opinion, you do the work right, and we get a win. Curtis Sliwa's positioned for the win, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to see if we could broadcast our show from his post-election party. I'll let you know how that goes, if we can make it work technologically. But I want to get into a bunch of things tonight. I know I talk a lot about this New York race because it's passionate to me. But there's a lot of other things that are going on. And one of those things that's going on tonight is the military presence in South America. What does that have to do with China? What does it have to do with oil? What does it have to do with Venezuela? What's going on, right? What's the bigger picture? And I want to get to that momentarily with Joshua Phillip. He's an award-winning journalist at the Epoch Times. He's their senior investigative reporter. And he gives great analysis. You've probably seen him in the Epoch Times or on NTD News or on the Internet through various mediums. And we're going to chat with him a little bit about this because I think it's an important topic. And in my opinion, this is going to be one of those game changers, not for the administration, but really for America, right? Because, again, Trump can't run again. There's nothing for him to win here except to really do the right thing for America. And I think doing the right thing here includes dismantling this network of communism that exists in South America.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
IdentifyEPI.com, sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Well, thank you, Rich, and thank you for everything. I know you very well, and I listen, but I have a lot of people that listen, and they love your show, and I appreciate it very much.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Tonight, a major escalation in the Trump administration's war on drug cartels. The Pentagon announcing the USS Gerald R. Ford, the Navy's largest aircraft carrier, and as many as five destroyers and dozens of aircraft are heading to Latin America. This after a massive show of force yesterday, the U.S. flying two B-1 bombers towards Venezuela, turning around just 50 miles off the coast, according to a defense official and flight data. And separately striking another alleged drug boat overnight, the administration saying they killed six Tren de Aragua cartel members smuggling drugs to the U.S. It's the 10th boat struck so far. The administration saying 43 people have been killed during the strikes, releasing videos but not providing additional evidence. President Trump saying the strikes save American lives when he was pressed if he would ask Congress for a declaration of war.
I don't think we're going to necessarily ask for a declaration of war. I think we're just going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country. Okay, we're going to kill them. You know, they're going to be like dead.
Many of the strikes happening off the coast of Venezuela. The Trump administration considers its authoritarian leader, Nicolas Maduro, as illegitimate and a narco-terrorist. Maduro announcing he's deployed 5,000 Russian-made missiles and thousands of troops along his coast.
No crazy war! No crazy war!
All as President Trump has suggested potential land strikes against cartels, saying he'll notify Congress first. But some U.S. lawmakers have questioned if the strikes are legal.
So, this is what I want to get into, because everybody, you've got Trump standing up for America, striking back at narco-terrorists coming from a communist regime in South America. And you've got Congress saying, oh my gosh, how dare you? What is going on? I want to get to the bottom of it with our guest. Our guest is Joshua Phillip. He's an award-winning journalist with the Epoch Times. He's their senior investigative reporter there. And he's with us now. Joshua Phillip, welcome, sir.
Hey, real pleasure being here.
Good to speak with you, brother. So talk to me a little bit about this. We've blown up more than half a dozen boats. President Trump, in no uncertain terms, saying, look, no, we're not making a declaration of war. We're just saying if you're bringing drugs to this country, we're going to kill you. What do you make of all this, and do you think the Democrats in Congress that are opposing Trump are going to get any traction?
I don't think the Democrats are going to get traction on it, because while Trump is kind of taking it a step further by actually blowing up the boats, even Biden was talking about even straight up regime change in Venezuela. And I think this is what a lot of the media is missing right now. This is not necessarily just a Trump stance. The Biden administration deemed Maduro the unofficial leader of Venezuela. They deemed Guaido the government in exile. And the Biden administration was actually discussing regime change, that maybe not enacted, but they did suggest they would support a regime change. And, you know, in my opinion, the drug boats are probably the tip of the iceberg. The incidents we're seeing on the surface are a drop in the bucket compared to, I think, what's really going on there right now. And I think this is not just about drugs. I think it's about regional power. I think it's about China, Russia, especially the presence in Venezuela and Iran, actually. But I think also this is about oil, and especially with Venezuela and Brazil, very recently, a few months ago, saying they were going to annex parts of Guyana, just north of them, and take the big oil supplies there. So, you know, this is in some ways even avoiding a potential larger war, like a regional war.
Well, this is obviously concerning. And listen, I think a lot of people are very concerned with, you know, when they hear the words regime change. But I can tell you, and you know,
we haven't had the best luck with that, right?
Right, exactly. Right. It really doesn't always work for you. I think it's more of a Band-Aid solution. But when it comes to communists, I can't stand them. I really can't. And for me, it's kind of like by any means necessary, get rid of them however you can. And in this case, I think the communists in Venezuela not only present a threat because of how close they are, and obviously with the drug trafficking, but they're very close to Puerto Rico, they're very close to Cuba, and this is, in my opinion, a direct threat to American national security. Your thoughts on that?
I 100% agree with you, and I would also say that's part of what drugs do. You know, when we think drug cartels and drug trafficking, we're thinking gangs, we're thinking a few guys on the streets, we're thinking maybe some smugglers across the border. We're not thinking about national interest of drug trade. We're not thinking about destabilization of a nation through drug trade.
Right.
And we're also not thinking of foreign influence through drug trade. Because, you know, in reality, this is what's been happening with the drug trade throughout Latin America. Most of the narco terrorists, the communist terrorists, were trained in China. They're Maoists. Shining Path, a lot of them. The Chinese Communist Party, as we speak, launders the money for the drug cartels through Chinese banks. They also supply the precursor chemicals for drugs like methamphetamine, just about the whole nine yards. And they also supply the synthetic drugs, things like fentanyl. They also use the cartels not just as a form of like suppression, crime, and terrorism. They use it as a form of national control. So if you're going for government, you want to become a police officer or a sheriff or a judge or a governor or even a president, if you come against them, they kill you. And we've seen this, I don't even know how many times, just in the past year alone. How many politicians in Latin America were killed last year alone? Because they said something against the cartels. And what that means is whoever controls the cartels controls the governments. Whoever controls the cartels controls the governments. And the Chinese Communist Party set a lot of this in motion. They actually did it mainly during the Cold War, during Mao's era, by working with Cuba, and it was run through Cuban intelligence. And as we speak now, it's becoming more and more clear that China still runs it. China still pulls the strings.
And this is the part that concerns me, because this is ultimately China's main game, right? They say that they're going to use unrestricted warfare against the United States, and this is part of it, right? They want to turn our kids gay. They want to use TikTok. They want to use drugs, whatever they can, right, to destabilize our country without ever having to fire a shot.
That is accurate. So unrestricted warfare has 72 documented strategies, non-military, trans-military, and unconventional military. And, you know, it sounds funny, turning the kids trans. They call that culture warfare. They have a word for it. That's what they're doing. It's basically about creating opposition movements and then creating agitation against kind of the pillars of a society. Drug warfare is listed on there. Drug warfare is one of the listed, named, not conspiracy strategies that they have on there. And, you know, again, they've been doing this, I wouldn't even say secretly, they've been doing it relatively openly.
Yeah, they kind of announced it some years ago.
They had a book on it. they wrote a book. So it's not... This isn't conspiracy, which makes it concerning because, you know, at what point do we just acknowledge what they're telling us?
Let me ask you, because I know you guys at the Epoch Times, obviously for some personal reasons, have, you know, you've felt the hand of Chinese communism very closely. But everybody else in the media seems to just think it's kind of cute and doesn't take it so seriously. What's your message to them?
My message to them is that they're selling out the country. And I think they're supporting an evil regime that harvests the organs of political prisoners, of religious believers, that, you know, harvests the organs of people who, you know, are even kidnapped now because they've moved it beyond it, that carries up forms of torture, slave labor, the whole nine yards. And I think in the future, the truth's going to come out, and the people who we're working with, they're going to face a lot of shame, at the very least. So yeah. That day is coming eventually.
Well, stick with me, Joshua Phillip. We're coming right back with Joshua Phillip from the Epoch Times. I am Rich Valdez, and we're going to continue this conversation on China, what's going on in the Caribbean with South America, and so much more. Don't go anywhere. Again, our guest, Joshua Phillip from the Epoch Times.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Back to school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Owners, landlords, and tenants clients trust. Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Grace. If you could just see the look in the patient's eyes or the smiles that you get when life has been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
You bring hope and healing to one person, but that person belongs to a family, and that family belongs to a community.
Together, these heroes of mercy and friends like you bring hope and healing to those who desperately need it.
Thank you!
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org today.
Thanks for what you do. You have so many people. You ask the questions that if a viewer had a microphone, they would ask that question, and you seem to always ask it right at the right time. So God bless you, my friend.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
You read the same papers as I do, but I don't have to read the papers because I'm the one. Right now, as of November 1st, China will have about 155% tariff put on it. And I don't think it's sustainable for them, so I want to be nice to China. But China's been very rough with us over the years because we had presidents that weren't smart from a business standpoint. Some were good politicians, some weren't even good politicians, but they allowed China to take advantage of us and every other country to take advantage of us. If you see, I made a deal with the European Union. I made a deal with Japan, with South Korea. I made a lot of these deals that are great deals, and I was able to do it. It's really national security. I was able to do it because of tariffs. And we're getting hundreds of billions, even trillions of dollars paid into the United States. We're a very rich country again. We'll start paying off debt. We'll do a lot of things. We'll probably make a distribution out of some of the tariff money. I think we're going to make a distribution over the next fairly short period of time to the people, because we took in so much money from the tariffs. Just European Union, $650 billion. Japan, $550 billion. South Korea, $350 billion. That's even a lot of money for you guys, right? That's not bad, right? But no, we're taking in a lot of money, and it keeps people like this here, because That's why they're coming in. I mean, you wouldn't be, I mean, I'm not going to speak for you, but generally they won't be coming in if we're up for the tariffs. They come in here and they don't have to pay the tariff.
Again, that is El Trompito talking about the latest wave of tariffs against China. And we're talking about China. We're talking about South America. And but China always fits in because China influences South America in so many ways. With Joshua Philip, investigative reporter at the Epoch Times. And if you haven't seen his work, it's great work. He does amazing stuff. You should check them out. Joshua Philip, coming back to you. Let's talk about this. Your thoughts on these tariffs. Are they effective? Is it window dressing? Your thoughts.
The tariffs are incredibly effective. And I'd say this actually ties into something else, the Chinese Communist Party. So when we talk about, you know, China, a threat to the United States, what are we really discussing, right? Well, sometimes it's military threat. And I think most of us are concerned about the military threat. We're concerned about the spy threat. Those who know a bit more concerned about the drug threat and the culture threat and the whole nine yards. But the CCP is actually very weak internally. So if you understand, most of their real estate market has gone belly up. Right, it's not doing so hot. That was about a third of their economy. Another about third was in manufacturing. That's also not doing so hot. Part of that was because of COVID when they were doing the economic shutdowns, but also because a lot of companies were doing what they're called de-risking, because they were shutting down shipping, shutting down the ports. A lot of companies pulled out, and then the CCP has become a lot more authoritative as well. Authoritarian as well. Where the regime is now arresting people if you question the economic numbers. You have, you know, American and Canadian businessmen, for example, getting arrested. And so a lot of companies now are seeing that, and it's too dangerous to do business in China. Add to that the tariffs. And effectively what that has done, two things. One thing, of course, is it's kind of redistributed the factories to an extent. Trump wants to bring manufacturing back to the United States. Most of that is Chinese manufacturers. That's where most of our businesses went.
Right.
The other big thing tariffs do that nobody talks about is they actually devalue your currency. And the American dollar is to a degree being devalued. That will not affect us other than making us more competitive when it comes to international markets manufacturing.
So let's talk about the long-term effect of that. I feel like this is has been a boon for the American economy. And it's been a, kind of like a secret weapon of the Trump administration. But there are sometimes unintended consequences. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I understand the history of tariffs, right? So if we go back, a lot of people say, well, wasn't America, the federal government, originally funded by tariffs? Yeah, for the most part it was. But that was also when the American federal government was significantly smaller and most of the power was in the states. When they started putting in place, you know, federal income tax and things like that, it was on the grounds, the argument for it was that tariffs were basically a tax on goods. And, you know, of course, that was at the time when America was still kind of building up, right? We've gotten to a point now, though, where American businesses can barely compete with international markets. And so a tax on foreign goods actually would give American manufacturers the ability to compete. On the other side of it, too, we've been finding out that, hey, we've had bad business deals trading at a loss with all but, I think Trump said, all but two countries on the entire face of the planet. We find that we're subsidizing the militaries of Western Europe. Why are we doing that? We're subsidizing the healthcare of Western Europe as well. Why are we doing that? Americans are finding out that effectively, you know, I don't know, maybe we're gullible or ignorant, or maybe we're just too giving, but we've been getting taken advantage of by just about every country on the face of the earth in various ways. And life here has become very difficult, but also America is supposed to represent something. We're supposed to represent the power of a free market. And I think that's why a lot of tyrants, a lot of communists, a lot of socialists, they want us to redistribute the wealth. Because if the American economy is allowed to run at full steam, we'll leave the rest of the world in the dust, and they will feel the need to adopt a system closer to ours. I interpret this more as a battle of world systems in terms of how it's regarded.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. And my hope is that Trump is able to use them as best he can, and it seems like he's doing it, to do what he's got to do. To your point of them not always being there, we also didn't have the IRS for a long time, and now we have that.
Around the same time.
Right, which is a very interesting
Federal Reserve until about now.
Yeah, and that's like something I'd love to get rid of, no?
You know, if we can get rid of fiat currency, if we can get rid of, you know, the Federal Reserve, fine, I understand printing paper money, it has some benefits, but I think the biggest concern is its ability to set interest rates and its ability to bail out banks. And having a centralized bank that can do, like, really risky types of loans, and having a centralized bank that can, of course, you know, basically just change interest rates in here to be partisan ways to make a good economy look bad and a bad economy look good. I don't think it's a good system, personally.
No, I'm with you. I would love to get rid of that. I would love to get, there's a lot of things I think we'd like to get rid of. And I think President Trump is on board with that. And not to go too awry from our intended conversation, but I feel like President Trump has really positioned America to be the crypto capital of the world. He's really kind of forward thinking. He's doing all these precious metals deals, rare earth minerals deals, which I suspect, and you give me your feedback on it. It's a little bit off the beaten path, but why not? It's on the table. I feel like we might get to a place in the near future where the American dollar is kind of pegged through a stable coin that's attached to both rare earth minerals and precious metals, where we kind of bring back the value of the dollar to kind of eliminate a lot of the problems that we're both talking about. What are your thoughts?
I think it's possible. You know, the question is, what's the U.S. dollar based on right now anyways, right? Well, we have the petrodollar. We'd like to think that there's gold in Fort Knox. I hope there's still gold there. But, you know, it is true that GDP is not just determined by gold these days. And rare earth minerals, yeah, you know, maybe that's the new petrodollar. Maybe that is where it's going. I think that's very possible. But I also think that America becoming the new powerhouse of manufacturing. You know, again, the way I interpret this is, you know, Trump's whole narrative is America first. He's saying the American system should work in the favor of the American system, not in favor of foreign governments. And the entire administration, if you break it down, is just based on that simple principle, whether it's deportations, whether it's border security, whether it's blowing up the guys trying to bring drugs here to kill 100,000 Americans every year.
Yeah,
I think it's all about that same basic principle.
Well, I agree. And I think this is, and you tell me what your thoughts are, but I think this is why Trump is so popular. It's why he won the popular vote. It's why he was reelected again. It's why I think so many people are you know, jumping on the MAGA bandwagon, because they've realized it makes sense to kind of put yourself first before you put others first, because sometimes there's not enough to go around to put everybody else before you.
Well, and it's a principle, too, of I think, you know, I don't want to keep beating it, but, you know, the battle of international systems. You know, the American system is more about the ability for you to create your own wealth.
Yeah.
And that is the battle against socialism, right? Capitalism is based on the idea that, you know, if you don't push yourself, you're not going to succeed.
Right.
If you want to become homeless, you can, but if you want to become rich, you can. It's a matter of how much you want to. And there are some people in the world who don't want that to exist. Because unfortunately, dependency is control. And some governments use dependency as a form of control, whether it's control of voters, whether it's control of populations by denying resources to them. You know, that is kind of the global system that America has kind of been pushing against since, you know, well, geez, I'd even say prior to World War II, we've been pushing against it. But on that note, too, I think that what's happening right now, as you mentioned, a government representing its own people, if you bring in foreign interest in terms of how voters vote, the government will start to represent a different population. And, you know, and that I would say is the biggest problem with a lot of what we're seeing is, who is the government representing? Is government representing Americans, or, you know, people born in this country? Or is it representing foreign countries? Or is it representing illegal aliens? I know you were doing a segment on the New York elections and Mondami.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at foreign-born populations versus American-born populations on who they're voting for, it's mostly the foreign-born population voting for Mondami. And again, because of what he's promising. You know, the people he's representing are not the people. It's a foreign population.
They're used to that. It's what they know. Yeah, and that's a difficult proposition. Joshua Phillip, we're out of time here, but I want to make sure people know exactly where they can find you. I know that you and your colleagues, like Ivan and Yanya Kelly, you guys do amazing reporting and documentaries and just amazing stuff. Tell us where to find you and your work.
Great. So, yeah, you can find my work on theepochtimes.com, theepochtimes.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Call now. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-4-VALDEZ. 833-533-7. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, to the calls we go. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. Let's go to the phones. I want to go to, let's see, where do we go here? We're going to go to Eduardo, who's calling us from Tampa, Florida, listening from his old stomping grounds in Chicago, Illinois, WLS. Eduardo, go right ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Rich. Well, thank you for that interview with Joshua from the Epoch Times. Very, very informative.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, you know, when President Trump meets with China, they're not going to give us too much of a hard time about our little shoot-downs on those Venezuela boats. We always bring up Taiwan and their
it
cyber
could be
hacking.
Worse, right?
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, hopefully the tariff will be less of a news going into the midterm next year, even the immigration. But all this is tied together, the immigration, the Venezuela, it's all tied together. National security. It's all national security, and China
right.
loves this. China loves the chaos.
Why do you think China loves the chaos?
Well, it just distracts them from us being over there close to their area on the Asian continent. So it's a nice distraction for them, for us to be paying more attention to our area more than being over there, overseas.
Yeah, yeah. Keeping us busy over here than keeping us busy in their backyard.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I get that. Listen, when it comes to China, when it comes to communists in general, I have to say this. Besides Christianity and maybe Islam, I would say the most prevalent, and this is not scientific, this is my opinion, the most prevalent ideology, philosophy to have grown in the last 100 years is Marxism. And this is what they do. And the Marxist is happy to wait. They are in this forever. They're in it for the long haul. This is not about winning the next election. This is about taking over the world. And they never lose sight of that goal, ever. This is always about the end. And because of that, they are very patient, and they're willing to kill you by death by a thousand cuts because they've got all the time in the world. And sadly, I feel like sometimes we're in that microwave generation where we want to do things a little bit faster, and it's sometimes to our detriment, Eduardo.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your call, brother. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much,
Rich. Pause right here. You bet, bro. Anytime. God bless. And amigos, we're coming right back. Your calls from D.C. and everywhere else. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Game day isn't complete without repping your team. Whether you're in the stands, at home, or tailgating with friends, NFLShop.com has the gear every fan needs. Jerseys, hats, hoodies, and sideline styles straight from the pros to you. Fresh arrivals drop all season long, so you'll always stay game day ready. Fan like a pro and shop now at NFLShop.com.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie. Paid for by term provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigBlue.com.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call term provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-555-1509.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
All right, amigos, to the calls we go. It's Rich Valdez, 833-482-5337, live on a Friday night. Let's go to Washington, D.C. and check in with Mike. Mike, you're on with Rich Valdez. Go right ahead.
First of all, thank you for taking my call. I want to address this New York mayor's race. I noticed that you had Curtis Leavell on your show last night, and pretty much you did all the talking, and not one time did you allow the listening audience to ask the man who wants to become the next mayor of one of the biggest cities in this country, New York. You didn't allow your listener audience to ask him any questions. Why?
Well, A, I would disagree. I would say I think he did all the talking. If you listen to the tape, you'll find that I just asked a couple of questions and he answered a lot of questions. B is he's on the campaign trail till pretty late at night, so he wasn't able to stick around for another segment to take questions. But we will have him on again, and we can do that. We've done it in the past, and I'm happy to do it again. There's no particular reason. It's not something we're preventing from happening. But I always try my best to make sure I ask questions and really give people enough time to answer them.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when you're running for public office and you're a registered voter, being a registered voter myself, I like it when I'm able to question the elected officials myself because I just questions that I like to ask. You know, I don't want to hear, complaining about the other guy, Madame the Commie and all that's fine for speaking points. But when it comes to the issue as a registered voter, I want to know.
Well, you're always
exactly
welcome to call. I mean, honestly, I didn't see your call in there. I look at all the calls. When he called in, most people were listening. What I find is a lot of people, when we have a really interesting guest on or somebody that's a big newsmaker, is even if the phone lines are not closed, they're open. And people oftentimes are just so enamored or enthralled in the conversation that they just don't call because they're interested in listening. But by all means, people are welcome to call anytime they want. And listen, Curtis is a 38-year veteran in talk radio. There's somebody that can do this a lot better than me. It's definitely Curtis Sliwa. So, neither one of us is shy. Curtis, Mark Levin, and Bachelor taught me how to do talk radio. So I would hand over this mic to him in a heartbeat. Mike in D.C., thanks for the call. I appreciate it, and hope you're tuning in soon because we'll have him on before Election Day. Hasta la próxima. Take care, and God bless you, America. I'll be right back.
Hi, friends. R.C. here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic, wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf. These cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco, rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement, featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Stay for a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged the United States earlier today to expand sanctions on Russian oil from two companies to the whole sector and appealed for long-range missiles to hit back at Russia.
The discussions aim to step up pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has resisted peace negotiations. They aim to add momentum to measures in recent days that have included a new round of sanctions on Russia's vital oil and gas export earnings. The talks come after Russia's defense ministry reported downing 111 Ukrainian drones overnight, and Ukrainian authorities said Russian artillery struck a residential block in Kherson, killing two people and injuring 11 others. Lawrence Brooks, London.
The Social Security Administration's annual cost of living adjustment will go up in the new year.
The announcement was meant to be made last week, but was delayed because of the federal government shutdown. Some seniors say the Social Security Administration's cost of living adjustment won't help them much in paying for their daily expenses. Recipients got a 2.5% cost of living adjustment, or COLA, boost in 2025 and a 3.2% increase in 2024. The smaller increase for next year reflects moderating inflation. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
The military is sending an aircraft carrier to the waters off South America in the latest escalation of military firepower. A Pentagon spokesman confirmed that the USS Gerald R. Ford and its strike group would deploy to the Southern Command region to bolster U.S. capacity to detect, monitor, and disrupt illicit actors and activities that compromise the safety and prosperity of the United States. The USS Ford is port in Croatia. Not clear how long it would take for the strike group to arrive. New York Attorney General Letitia James scheduled for trial in January after pleading not guilty earlier today to federal charges accusing her of lying on mortgage papers to secure favorable loan terms. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-515-1865. 800-515-1865. 800-515-1865.
Reports from Lithuanian officials indicate that Russian military aircraft briefly flew into its airspace last night. More from correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
Two Spanish fighter jets, which had been doing NATO air policing missions, were scrambled to the area. The Russian Su-30 jet and IL-78 refueling aircraft then flew away after roughly 18 seconds. Lithuanian President Gitanas Nausėda condemned the breach.
This is cruel violation of international law.
Russia's defense ministry has since denied that their aircraft had entered Lithuanian airspace. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
A long-hidden Picasso portrait of muse Dora Maar has sold for 32 million euros at an auction in Paris. The vividly hued portrait had remained out of view for more than 8 decades in a family collection. Auctioneer Christophe Lucien called Friday's sale to a buyer in the room an enormous success. Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. Authorities say an indicted poker cheating ring involving pro sports figures and the mafia used a series of high-tech tactics in the scam.
The organizers lured wealthy victims with a chance to play with pro athletes in posh New York spots. The tactics used to cheat them out of their money included shuffling machines that could determine who held what cards and then convey that information to one of the players who was in on the scam. Other tactics included an x-ray table that could determine who held what cards and cameras hidden in the trays that held players' chips. Bob Agner reporting.
Tropical storm Melissa is nearly stationary in the Central Caribbean, with forecasters warning it could soon strengthen and brush past Jamaica as a powerful hurricane. Catastrophic flooding and landslides are likely in southwest Haiti in the coming days. Forecasters predict the storm's slow movement will mean days of exposure to heavy rain and strong winds, which will worsen flooding and other dangers. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Happy to be here with you this Friday night. We're live and national, and we're going to discuss a lot of things this hour. I've been getting some, I don't want to say complaints, but feedback from our listeners. And our listeners are telling me that they feel like they're not getting enough time to call in, so I want to invite you to call in. Here's the number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. Matter of fact, I'm going to ask our producer in studio, Mr. Good. Mr. Good, I want you to clear the entire hour. We want to do phone calls with our listeners all hour long. We're going to let our hair down this Friday night. And anybody wants to get on any topic, I'm happy to do it. You know the number, 833-4-VALDEZ. Now, I want to get into some of what's going on in the news, as we always do, right? We talk about what's happening in the news. Hakeem Jeffries has surrendered the Democrat Party to Zohran Mamdani. That's right. Hakeem Jeffries today finally succumbing to the pressure of the socialists. Now, you would think, was he waiting to be strategic? Was he waiting to be smart? Why did the speaker, well, I always say that, forgive me, because he took over for Nancy Pelosi. But why is the minority leader of the Democrat Party in the House of Representatives waiting until 11 days before Election Day to endorse Zohra Mamdani? And I'll tell you why. He didn't want to deal with the fallout. He didn't want to deal with the issue of people saying he's this, he's that, he's whatever. And listen, I get it. I get it. The people that are supporting Zohra Mamdani and the people that support Hakeem Jeffries, they're not necessarily one and the same. Right? There are still a number of people that are Democrats because they believe in the working class. They believe in a blue-collar lifestyle. They believe in things that were real when I was a kid. Right? When I was a kid, the JFK Democrats.
I have not refused.
A different world. Oh, we have some audio. What's this audio, Mr. Good? What are we hearing here? Ah, we have Jeffries endorsing Mamdani. All right, let her rip. Let's hear it.
My position, and I will.
Well, start it from the beginning so everybody could hear it well.
I have not refused to endorse. I have refused to articulate my position, and I will momentarily at some point in advance of early voting.
The top Democrat in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, who is from New York City, just endorsed Zohra Mamdani for mayor. But it has been a long road for Jeffries on this. He has repeatedly dodged on this question. Take a listen to how he answered me when I asked him about an endorsement just hours before he made it official.
The New York mayoral race, early voting, as you know, starts tomorrow. Are you ready to endorse Mamdani yet?
Stay tuned.
You just said that you would stay tuned on a Mamdani announcement. What more do you need to hear at this point? How many more conversations do you need to have? Why are you refusing to endorse?
Same answer.
Why are you refusing to endorse?
I have not refused to endorse. I have refused to articulate my position, and I will momentarily at some point in advance of early voting. As I've said, I will have more to say about the mayor's race when I have more to say about the mayor's race in advance of early voting when I'm back home tomorrow.
Now Jeffries' job is going to be about uniting Democrats. Progressives have been strong supporters of Mamdani from the beginning, but there are more moderate members who have serious concerns about Mamdani. So Jeffries now has to bring all of those competing factions together.
I have not.
So that is Hakeem Jeffries finally endorsing him. And my question is it strategic? Sometimes people wait till closer to actual election day to add some momentum to the race. But let me ask you a question. If you say, hey, look, I'm getting an endorsement from America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, and I'm going to get it the week before early voting, I would say, smart idea, do it right before early voting, give yourself a little boost, makes a lot of sense. If you say, I'm getting an endorsement from the Queens-based minority leader of the House of Representatives, who's currently responsible, along with Chuck Schumer, for the government shutdown, I would say, if I were the Mamdani team, do me a favor, don't endorse me, please, because I don't want anything to do with the government shutdown, and you guys don't look too good on that, right? But he waits till the end, and this is, yes, I am being critical, and maybe I'm being biased, but in reality, I really think, I don't know that this helps. I don't think it helps at all. Even the media is incredulous, right? The media is saying, waiting till the 11th hour to endorse Zohra Mamdani, right? Nobody thinks it's genuine. It comes across as Hakeem Jeffries was held over a bridge by his ankles, like Suge Knight holding Vanilla Ice, threatening the guy, saying, you're going to endorse him or what, right? And nobody wants to believe this stuff. I certainly don't think this is a... You just heard Hakeem Jeffries. Did he sound very enthusiastic about that? Stay tuned. It didn't seem like anything interesting to me. So I don't know that's going to help at all. Now, the reality is, Hakeem Jeffries can turn out a vote. He gets elected every now and again, right? That's why he's minority leader. And if he can turn out his vote with his endorsement, then he's going to help in his district to help Mamdani win. That is beneficial to the campaign for Mamdani. The question is, will he do all of that? He just said, I'll figure that out when I get back home. So he's not even home. So really, what's going on? Right? Unless he's got his team on the ground working, and that could be true. Right. It could be true that he's made a deal with them for months, and that for months they've been helping and pounding the pavement and making the phone calls and knocking on the doors and meeting the people. That I'm not saying it's not happening, but it doesn't seem like it's happening based on what we're hearing from Minority Leader Jeffries. So it just seems very unenthusiastic. Whereas you see a Giuliani endorsement coming in earlier this week seems to me very strategic, right? Because we all expected Rudy to endorse Curtis and then doubling down. Not only did he endorse him last week, or it was Monday, whenever it was, last week or Monday, but then yesterday also making a very clear statement that he unequivocally is endorsing Curtis Sliwa, and that he's making no bones about it. I think that's a good thing, right? That's somewhere where now you have a surrogate in the media. Rudy Giuliani's on TV every single day, who's a very popular figure. He's a very well-respected mayor on both sides of the aisle, right? Most Democrats don't hate Giuliani. Most people, most New Yorkers, period. You ask them, what do you think of Mayor Giuliani? And it's, they take their hat off and they give respect, because it's very difficult to diss Rudy Giuliani. It's very difficult. The guy who took down the mafia, the guy who took on the FARC, for those of you who don't know FARC, that's the Fuerzas Armadas Revolucionarias Colombianas, right? This Colombian revolutionary group, armed forces, that terrorist group out of Colombia. They were going to kill him. They had death threats against him. He was taking out John Gotti. He was taking out the organized crime, putting RICO cases against the mafia in New York City, and taking on all of these gangsters in South America. You name it. All sorts of things were going on with Rudy. And he didn't blink an eye. Rudy Giuliani is a very tough guy. And so when he...
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, this is Carl Ananda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
Paid for by Temp Provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigBlue.com.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even Porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-555-1509.
A smooth close Barbasol shave lifts your confidence. Your whiskers may fall, but today you can ascend to greatness. So lather up and dream big. Just don't forget to pick up that gallon of milk on your way home. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
The NFL international games continue on NFL Network. And here, our stars come out in the morning.
Let's go!
Week 10, Bijan Robinson and the Falcons.
Touchdown, Atlanta!
Take on Daniel Jones and the Colts in Berlin.
Fireworks in the fourth quarter!
Then in Week 11, Jaden Daniels and the Commanders face Tua and the Dolphins in Madrid. Snooze off, game on. It's Sunday Morning Football. Continues November 9th at 9:30 Eastern, only on NFL Network.
After the guest leaves every night, we're doing open phones, kind of at the heartbeat of America. And you sit there in this radio studio, and suddenly you hear voices, Mobile, Dallas, New York, Miami. And there's kind of a conglomeration of America all in one room.
Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
And it is time for us as a family to come together. New York can't be Europe, folks. I don't know what is wrong with people. You see what's playing out in other countries because of Islamic extremism. Not Muslims. Let's not mix this up. But those Islamic extremisms that are burning churches in Nigeria, that are destroying communities in Germany, that have taken over the logical thinkings. And that's what I'm fighting for. I'm fighting for the family of New York. That's why I'm here today, to endorse Andrew Cuomo to be part of this fight.
What a pendejo. All right, let me get into this here, right? That's Eric Adams, the mayor of New York. And isn't it funny, the balls that you grow when you know you're not running for office anymore and you could say whatever you want. And so now he wants to talk about Islamic extremism. Now he wants to talk about all these things. And the person that he's endorsing is the person that has allowed, forget Islamic extremism. Let's just talk about criminal extremism. Andrew Cuomo, before the no cash bail was signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo, people would get locked up and spend time in jail, and they had to post bail in cash in order to get out of jail. So if you were the guy that went around doing whatever X crime, X, Y, or Z, you would have to stay in jail until you could afford to get bailed out and then have your hearing. And if you never got the money to get bailed out, then you would stay in jail and they would credit that time to you when, let's say, you get sentenced to a month in jail and you'd been in jail for 2.5 weeks, they'd say you only owe us a week and a half, right? Time served versus your sentence. It's never been unfair. And if you had bail, then great. You pay the cash, you put it up, they give it back to you when you show up to court, and then when you get sentenced to the month in jail, you do the month in jail later, right? You're always going to do the same amount of time, and you always got to pay your bail and make sure you don't go anywhere. But Andrew Cuomo decided to say, no, we're not going to allow that. We're going to let people commit their crimes, and we're not going to hold them on cash bail. So if you don't hold people on cash bail, you can't hold them at all. So you release them, and you say, hey, just make sure on good faith, even though you just mugged an old lady and raped somebody, we're going to make sure that you come back on this date to go to court. It is the dumbest thing in the world. It literally encourages criminals to be criminals. And that is what Andrew Cuomo signed into law, and he didn't do it begrudgingly. He didn't say, look, I don't want to do this, but I'm outnumbered. The state legislature wants to do this, so I've got to do it. Not even something like that. He was proud of this. He paraded the fact that he was doing this as if he was somehow the best governor in America. And now you've got his buddy, or enemy, frenemy, I'm going to call him, Eric Adams. Eric Adams all of a sudden sounding like a right-wing Republican patriot, saying, you know, we've got to protect Western civilization, we've got to protect Christianity, this stuff is not tolerable, we're not attacking the Muslims. I'm not attacking the Muslims either. I think what everybody's attacking is radical Islamists, people that are burning churches and killing parishioners all over Nigeria and in Syria and everywhere else that it's going on. So I want to first say, I want to give credit to Mayor Adams. I'm going to be critical, but I'm going to give him credit because I think it was courageous to say what he said. Even if he said it for the sake of political expediency, I'm still going to give him credit. Kudos to you, sir. Had you talked like that years ago, maybe Curtis Sliwa wouldn't even have run against you. Maybe you'd be reelected in a landslide. Maybe you'd still be mayor. I hope it's true. But to me, it sounds hollow, and it sounds like fraud, right? It's just me being honest here. I hope maybe he's turning a new leaf, and he has some different beliefs. Good for him. But the fact that he makes that statement, and it sounded like a good statement until he turns around and says, oh, but by the way, I want to endorse. That's why I'm endorsing Andrew Cuomo. What has Andrew Cuomo done for anyone? He hasn't helped the state of New York. He hasn't helped himself. I mean, he was in hot water as governor. He was about to get impeached, so he decided to jump ship. And he's out. Now, he's the gift, right? Trump says that it is Mamdani that is a gift. I would say the real gift here is Andrew Cuomo, because he's willing to just keep on giving. Anyway, I could talk about this for days, and it's the same song for me. I don't like Andrew Cuomo. I don't think he brings anything good to the table. I will take 10 Mamdanis over Andrew Cuomo any day. You know why? Because I'll tell you this. He's a dice roll away. I don't know that Mamdani would kill 15,000 seniors. I don't know that Mamdani would shut down businesses. I don't know what Mamdani would do other than open up government-run bodegas and make you go on the subway for free. But I do know what Andrew Cuomo did, and that's unforgivable. I'll be right back.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlieu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlieu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlieu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Of the human race.
If you could just see the look in that patient's eyes or the smiles that you get when life has been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
You bring hope and healing to one person, but that person belongs to a family, and that family belongs to a community.
Together, these heroes of mercy and friends like you bring hope and healing to those who desperately need it.
Thank you!
Thank you!
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org today.
Listen, I like your show. It's the best night show there is. I think you got the best spirit, the best emotions. You're real. You're really a good guy.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Man, I got to tell you, we get some of the best callers on here, not because they say nice things about me, but because they're so smart, right? They really say good things. I love our audience, and I want to hear from you guys. We've got calls from North Carolina, Virginia, Texas, Idaho, and more. 833-4-VALDEZ is the phone number. I want to go to one of the legends, one of the OGs on this program. And we have many, right? There's not just Gil in Manila, Philippines. There's Pat in Sedona. There's Paul in Boise. There are so many, really, OGs that call this show that have been calling for a long time. Some that I want to mention right now, but I'm drawing a blank on, but I love them. They're some of my favorite callers. And speaking of Gil in San Antonio, tonight he, from Manila, he's in San Antonio listening on WGKA. Gil, Manila, Philippines, by way of San Antonio, Texas. Go right ahead, brother.
Yes, I wanted to comment on the election in New York. I'm up past my bedtime. I generally listen to the show now on your podcast. But the local talk show people here are really tearing into Mandami. They're referring to him as a Shiite terrorist from Uganda and things like that.
You gotta love the people in Texas, huh?
Yeah, well, but there's a part of Texas that's actually rooting for Mandami.
Austin?
Did you know, well, in Dallas, they're in the process of opening a new stock exchange.
Yes, I did know that.
Anticipating that there'll be a flight of first-rate national and international businesses that are currently based in New York that are going to head south to avoid not only the high New York taxes, but what Mandami has said he's going to do to them. He's made the secret that he's against big business, international business. And so they're anticipating that they're going to head south. And there's opening a new stock exchange in Dallas, anticipating that.
Yeah, so, and you know what? They're smart for doing it. Because there's a handful of states out there that have no income tax, no state income tax. Texas is obviously one of them for a long time. Florida, of course, Tennessee jumped on the bandwagon and some others. And Gil, it's fascinating to me how there's, I don't know, 40-something other ones that haven't figured it out yet that everybody's going to those states. Why do you think people aren't getting it?
Well, the problem is there are a lot of people from places like New York and California that are coming here, but the problem is they're bringing their liberal politics with them, and they're changing some of the demographics in voting in some of these areas. You know, Austin and here in San Antonio,
sure,
it's
Austin's
very
screwed.
Very Democrat.
Yeah, I didn't know about San Antonio, but I do know Austin has been screwed for a long time. Now, let's talk about more important things, Gil. If you're stateside and you're not in Manila, Philippines, that means you're still at the VA hospital or visiting there or in recovery. How are you doing? How's your health?
Well, it's getting better, I guess.
You sound great.
I had an appointment today. I had some issues, but I think I'm fighting back, and they have me in different therapies, and I can't say enough good things about the people at the Veterans Hospital here. They're just great. They really are.
I love hearing that. Well, I hope you and your family are well. I know you have a daughter that's coming into the armed services, and I thank you for your patriotism. I thank you for your listenership, for your friendship. I think you're a heck of a guy. You and your family are in my prayers. Gil in San Antonio tonight, not Manila, Philippines. Godspeed to you, sir. Shout out to everybody in Texas on WGKA. And we continue. Where do we go from here? We go to Winchester, Virginia. And we check in with Leo. Leo, go right ahead, sir.
Yes, we have a great candidate for governor, Winsome Sears. She's got a beautiful first name, Winsome. She's a mega person. She loves Trump, and she's a beautiful black lady. She was a...
I've seen her on television. I know who she is. I've been following the race. President Trump just endorsed her, I think, yesterday, the day before. And I'm hoping it goes well. I don't know much. You know, they haven't reached out to us to come on the show, so haven't spoken with her. I don't know her. But it seems like it's going well. You tell us, what's it look like on the ground?
Yes, she's getting more closer to winning. And she's strong with saying no to men and boys showering with the girls or competing with the girls in sports and versus the lady, she has the Democrat competition lady. She is all for her three daughters having to shower with boys and competing and apparently. And then she'll raise the taxes the Democrat lady will raise taxes. And
that's Abigail Spanberger.
Yes. And she's, you know, and she supports the Spanbergers. She's running for governor, and she is supporting the attorney general who said two bullets for the former.
All right, to kill the guy and his kid.
Yeah, and his two children. Yeah,
it's disgusting.
And she wouldn't. She said she's against violence, but she wants to run with them and keep them in there.
And yeah, I also saw her, Leo. I also heard her. You tell me if you heard this, but I heard her make a comment in the media saying she was almost like mad. She was like, you know, you people, all you talk about is this guy Jones. I think that was his name, right? Jones and his crazy comments about killing people's kids. And she's like, and you don't pay attention to me and my campaign. I'm literally running for governor. And she seems so bitter about it, kind of like saying, like, you know, I'm. And she said it was because she was a woman that's why nobody was paying attention. Do you think any of that's true?
No, that's not true. And besides that, she was in Naval Academy, and there she was involved in cheating.
Oh, her too, like the lady in New Jersey.
Was that maybe I've got that confused?
Might be. I know that there's a couple of them out there. Yeah, the lady in New Jersey, we're facing a 33% increase in electric bills, and every time she gets on television or a debate stage, all she can talk about is how she flies Black Hawk helicopters. And most people are thinking, that's great, lady, thank you, but how does that help my electric bill? I don't think she's doing well. I think Jack Chitterelli is going to win here. I think Curtis Sliva is going to win in New York City. It's going to be close, but I think he's going to win. And I also believe that Winsome Sears has what it takes to win, and I wish her the best of luck.
And also the Attorney General, Jason Myers.
Jason Miaris? He's terrific.
Miaris, yeah, he's awesome, and he's a good, honorable man. He's a good Christian, too. They're both good Christians, and we need Christians in these times instead of weak candidates who won't support our families and won't stop the inflation, or they'll only increase inflation and not support the families or the people.
No argument here, Leo. I think you're spot on, and I appreciate the call. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Game day isn't complete without repping your team. Whether you're in the stands, at home, or tailgating with friends, NFLShop.com has the gear every fan needs. Jerseys, hats, hoodies, and sideline styles straight from the pros to you. Fresh arrivals drop all season long, so you'll always stay game day ready. Fan like a pro and shop now at NFLShop.com.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Out of the world, they've never been our friend. They've always been basically a socialist communist world that we're dealing with, and it would just save money in our FBI chasing around spies, and it would get rid of the total expense of the $500 billion that they milk from us every year.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, Chris. I don't disagree with you, by the way. I think you're spot on. Back in 2015, I remember getting an email way before like social media was really hot, right? People were still emailing those, you know, interesting, the things that we call memes today. Those were all emails back then. And I remember in 2015 getting an email about Trump and that, you know, Trump was saying, if you elect me, what we need to do is get out of the UN. And I remember reading that thinking, that's so smart.
We should do it.
Well, do you remember in his first term, one of the first things he said was, we're getting out of the UN. Why do you think he didn't do it?
Well, I think he probably didn't have enough votes.
Well, you know, honestly, I think it's one of those things he can do unilaterally. I'm going to tell you why I think he didn't do it. And I may be wrong. But I look at Trump, and I think he figured out there's a lot of political fallout from doing that, right? And he has to measure political fallout. How much of it can you handle before you really have to start expending too much political capital? Then the other side of that coin is, what can we get out of them potentially if we, you know, try to use this relationship to the best of our ability? And I think you look at now, fast forward to recent history. This year, President Trump has 8 or 9 now, right? 9 wars that he's intervened in as himself on behalf of the United States. And he's brought about a peaceful resolution in every one of these, including the one in Gaza, that even though there's some skirmishes and whatnot, he was able to get the hostages back. These are intense negotiations. And for all intent and purpose in this conversation, it's more of a win than a loss. So I look at that and I think, why would Trump, if he himself can function better than the UN with Secretary Rubio, with Ambassador Witkoff, with his son-in-law Jared Kushner, at least in that situation, right? Everything else he kind of did on his own with the Secretary of State. Why would he remain a part of the UN? And the only answer I come up with is, it's the same reason he didn't run as an independent. He ran as a Republican, not necessarily because he espoused Republican principles per se, and I think many he did, but because you need a vehicle. And if there's already a vehicle there, then what you do is a hostile takeover. Right? And that's kind of right up Trump's alley, right? He's a New York businessman. That's what he's used to. And I think in the near future, being that Trump will not be president of the United States in 2028 and 2030 and 2032, to the chagrin of many Democrats, I think I see Trump spending the rest of his days as president of the world. And I think he'd do a good job at it, honestly. I think him being the Secretary General of the UN, I think, in fact, I could even see him already saying, you know, folks, I was the President of the United States, leader of the free world, so maybe we could change the name from Secretary General to, like, President of the World, Global Leader, President, right? Whatever. Whatever, you know, they land on. But I do believe that President Trump would do an amazing job at running the UN because he would run it in a lean manner. He wouldn't do what they're doing now where they just extort money from member countries and then spend it willy-nilly. So I think that's the reason we haven't gotten out of the UN, and nothing other than that it's a useful vehicle. It's already there. You might as well challenge them, gut them, and take over, the same as he did with the Republican Party. And I think we're all the better for it. Chris in Mount Vernon, Virginia, thanks for your call, brother. WMAL. I'm pausing right here. We're coming right back for Wilmington, North Carolina, Boise, Idaho, and more, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Game day isn't complete without repping your team. Whether you're in the stands, at home, or tailgating with friends, NFLShop.com has the gear every fan needs. Jerseys, hats, hoodies, and sideline styles straight from the pros to you. Fresh arrivals drop all season long, so you'll always stay game day ready. Fan like a pro and shop now at NFLShop.com.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the costs of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs. Whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited, the point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
We'll be right back.
Night with Rich Valdez.
All right, amigos, welcome back. Rich Valdez keeping you company this Friday night, talking about everything that's going on in America at night. Our phone number is 833-482-5337. And we've had some interesting discussions this evening. We've not only spoken about the China threat and what is happening in South America, about the Venezuelan oil supply, about their drug supply, as well as the Marxist threat that we see in New York City. And I want to get your thoughts, calls, and opinions on everything else that's going on in America at night. Let's go to Justin, calling us from Wilmington, North Carolina, WAAV. Justin, go right ahead, sir.
Hey, Rich. I think we've got a Marxist threat across the whole country, and it's coming real soon.
Oh, yeah.
I
don't disagree.
That has something to... Well, look at all the propaganda out there. Look at everybody who, you know, all the anti-American, anti-Trump propaganda pushed by mainstream media, including the big newspapers, and mix that with a government shutdown. They've been pushing socialism. They've got 40 million people on food stamps. How many illegal aliens on food stamps also? And they're about to run out. If you haven't been to a huge area where everybody's on food stamps and see how dangerous it already is, imagine it without food stamps, because I have many years ago when I found myself in a bad place for work. The Democrats and the media are lying.
I appreciate that, but I'll tell you this. I think that this is also an opportunity, and I'll tell you how. I think most people are motivated by money. And when you make the case for people and you say, hey, look, we're currently in this situation. SNAP is about to run out. And most people are good-hearted, tender-hearted people that they say, oh, my gosh, you mean young families that may not, you know, maybe a single mom that a dad ran out and this lady's got to raise a kid or two on her own and she's relying on this, or large families that are relying on food stamps and SNAP and whatnot to eat, to subsist, are not going to have it. There's a good amount of people that are very sympathetic to that cause and say, oh, my gosh, I feel so bad. And when that runs out, we're going to see those problems arise. And that's going to continue to pull on the heartstrings, as it should, because we as a caring people should care about people. However, the other side of that is everybody that's really not due those benefits, or people that are abusing that system, a lot of that stuff is now going to be on full display. And when you go X amount of time, just like we're going to go X amount of time, if the Democrats don't play ball, they're going to be in a situation where they're going to hit the 60-day mark, and Trump's going to be able to fire these people permanently, saying, hey, look, we've been shut down for 59 days plus, and we're eliminating these positions. That's going to force a draining of the swamp and a reduction in our spending. And I don't think the Democrats ever want to see that, Justin. So we just might see things get better rather than get worse. We'll see. But thank you for your thoughts, brother. I appreciate it. Justin in WAAV country. And, amigos, we're going to come right back with the rest of your thoughts, calls, and opinions. Some of you guys may not have the third hour of the program. I like to say it's the most coveted hour of the program, just because I know that, you know, not everybody has it. But if your station doesn't have it, please harass your local program directors at your local radio station. Tell them to carry the third hour of the show. And everybody else, we're coming right back. More to come straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The government shutdown's impact at airports is reaching new levels.
The head of the Air Traffic Controllers Union, Nick Daniels, says some controllers have taken on second jobs with DoorDash or Uber to earn some cash.
That leads to an unnecessary distraction, and they cannot be 100% focused on their jobs.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says more controllers have been calling in sick. His message to them:
I want you to show up. Please come to work. And I'm grateful for you to come to work.
Duffy says disruptions and delays will only get worse after Tuesday, which is usually payday.
And they got notice that their paycheck is going to be a big fat zero.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday toured a U.S.-led center in Israel overseeing the Gaza ceasefire. Rubio says the coordination center will help with humanitarian assistance for Gaza.
It involves bringing together all the nation states that are offering to provide personnel and resources. So structuring what that stabilization force will look like, lining up all the countries that are willing to provide either money or personnel or a combination of both.
Rubio was the latest in a series of top U.S. officials to visit the Center for Civilian and Military Coordination. The U.S. is expanding the use of facial recognition.
It means more technology to track non-citizens entering and leaving the country in order to combat visa overstays and passport fraud. A new regulation will allow U.S. border authorities to require non-citizens to be photographed at airports, seaports, land crossings, and any other point of departure. U.S. authorities could require the submission of other biometrics, such as fingerprints or DNA.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. Tropical storm Melissa, nearly stationary in the central Caribbean, with forecasters warning it could soon strengthen and brush past Jamaica as a powerful hurricane, causing catastrophic flooding and landslides. News and analysis at townhall.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, this is a message you really need to hear. In just the last 2 years, the price of one troy ounce of silver has more than doubled, up over 100%, and silver is now poised for major gains in the months ahead. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD to learn how to convert a portion of your retirement assets into physical silver and position yourself for the next wave of growth in precious metals. It's not too late to leverage the power of silver to help secure your financial future. With the devaluation of the U.S. dollar and volatility in the stock market, silver continues to be a safe haven asset that investors trust. When you call 800-741-GOLD, you'll get your free precious metals rollover guide, plus a copy of former IMF chairman Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. The time is now to consider adding silver into the mix to protect your retirement. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports on a theft ring out of Syracuse, New York, who would steal rental cars and then rent them back out.
A 31-year-old Avis budget employee allegedly led a theft ring that stole 47 vehicles from an Avis budget site at an upstate New York airport and rented them out around the region. More than $1 million worth of vehicles were stolen from the Avis budget located at the Syracuse Hancock International Airport between June and August. The theft scheme involved renting out the stolen vehicles at other locations. Several people have been arrested. The suspected ringleader is still at large. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
31-year-old Milton W. Thompson III, a former Avis budget employee, is still wanted by police. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Wall Street finished the week with big gains.
Stocks rose to records on Wall Street Friday. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 1.1%. The gains follow an update showing inflation remained elevated in September, but rose less than economists expected. Consumer prices rose 3% from a year earlier, according to the Labor Department. The inflation data could clear the way for the Federal Reserve to keep cutting interest rates in hopes of helping the slowing job market. Damian Troisi, New York.
No National Guard troops are expected to be deployed in Portland, at least for several days, after a temporary federal appeals court decision Friday. Meanwhile, a judge in Washington, D.C., is weighing whether to pull more than 2,000 troops off the streets of the nation's capital. Troop deployment remains blocked in the Chicago area, where all sides are waiting to see if the Supreme Court intervenes to allow it. Breaking news and analysis and more stories at townhall.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City. It's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We're back for another hour. We're live and national. It's 7 minutes past the top of the hour. It's Rich Valdez keeping you company tonight until we go home. And we're going to get into a bunch of stuff this evening. Open Phones Across America is open for you to share your thoughts, calls, and opinions. Here's number 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And let's get into some stuff tonight, shall we? We've talked about the military presence in South America and how that's affecting, geopolitical situations with the United States, as well as China's oil supply, and how are they going to get their, continue to get oil from Venezuela, what their stake in the game is. That was a good conversation. If you missed it, stay tuned. You'll catch it. We also had, let's see, what else did we talk about? We talked about the election in New York City, new poll that has Curtis Sliwa. You know, how the other day they did a poll that excluded Curtis. They said, if Curtis gets out, Cuomo is the guy. Well, they've done another one now that said, if Curtis stays in and you get rid of Cuomo, turns out he does even better. Right? This new poll shows that Curtis Sliwa would be within 8 points of Mamdani if it was a head-to-head election. And Andrew Cuomo would be within 10. Clearly, Curtis Sliwa faring better than Andrew Cuomo. And I think the momentum is there. I'm hoping that that momentum carries through to Election Day and is enough to get us there. Andrew Cuomo doesn't have what it takes. Not now and not on Election Day, in my opinion. I don't think he has what it takes to win this race. And I say this as someone that was born in New York. I was, you know, when I was a kid, his dad was governor. And when I was an adult, he was governor. And during COVID, I was working in New York City, and there were many a time, just to take a moment to go down memory lane here, 5 years ago. I live in northern New Jersey on the part of the Hudson River where you could see New York City. I live 4 miles from Times Square, New York City, Manhattan, but on the Jersey side, 6 minutes away from the George Washington Bridge, which connects Teaneck and Fort Lee with New York City. And I can tell you this, during COVID, there were times where I would jump on a bus that would get me from New Jersey, northern New Jersey, into midtown Manhattan, and then from there I would take a subway or I'd walk to my studio. Back then, 17 floors above Madison Square Garden, New York City, and 34th Street. And all I could tell you is I remember most of the days during COVID when I got on that bus, I and the bus driver were the only two humans on that bus. That was it. Two people. And I have to give kudos to New Jersey Transit for not canceling those trips because there was only one passenger, me. I'm glad they did it. But that was the dire state of affairs we were in. Many very experienced producers and hosts at the radio station I worked at the time, WABC in New York City, they lived in the outskirts, the suburbs of New York, Westchester County, you know, north of the Bronx. And many of them said, you know what, I'm not going. I'm not risking going into the city. There are hot spots in the city where people are getting infected like crazy. I'm not going. I believed I was invincible during COVID, and I was right. I never got sick, and I didn't care. So I went. And I say all of this to say that during that time, I had a lot of opportunity to hear Andrew Cuomo, who did a daily 1 hour or more press conference that I ended up calling the Essential Andy Cuomo Podcast, because he made every day he just made it clear how he was essential and how everyone else was not. And I thought it was unfair, and I also thought he was very... I thought he was very, I don't want to use the wrong word here, annoying, right? I thought his voice was annoying. Like many of you probably think my voice is annoying, but I really thought he was so nasal, and he just was so indecisive with his word choice, and he would talk like this, and I'm Andrew Cuomo, I'm the governor, and it was really grueling for me to listen to this. So every day, and it seemed like a podcast because it wasn't like a press conference. It was more like he was doing an hour-long podcast where people would just give him topics, and he was the talk show host that didn't even do a good job, but that's how it went down every day. And he loved it. He's a ham. He should have been in the business I'm in rather than politics. But anyway, long story short, he was a tyrant. He didn't care. He didn't care to go after the Jews. The Jews were like, we have to have synagogue. We have to have shul on Sundays. He didn't care. He was trying to shut them down. Anybody that tried to defy any of his edicts, they paid a price. And ultimately, he made a horrible decision to try to help hospitals who were running out of space. And in my opinion, to spite President Trump. He didn't want to use the hospital ship that President Trump had provided. And he decided to move COVID-infected individuals into residential nursing homes where our beloved grandparents lived. And he killed many a grandpa, in my opinion. Right? In my opinion, his choices led to their demise. It was an executive order, and I didn't make this up on my own. A whistleblower, Dr. Elaine Healy. She is the director of one of the nursing homes, the one that was in focus at the time. It was the most infected one in that region, the one in Westchester County. She was the director there, and she got wind of this the day before we got wind of it in, you know, the general population. And at the time, and I told this story, but I'll share it again. I was the associate producer on the Mark Levin Show, and my job was to determine who got on the phone to talk with Mark, and did it make sense with the show? Did it add value to the show? Was it a coherent argument? And in doing so, this woman calls, and she's like, hi, I'm the medical director, the administrator at whatever nursing home, and there is an executive order signed by the governor that is going to put COVID-infected patients in with my patients who are elderly and vulnerable. And this might kill them. Now, mind you, I was like, oh, my gosh, that sounds horrible. That's scary. What are you doing? And she said, well, I'm calling you, and I've written an op-ed that I think it was the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, one of those two, was good enough to publish for her, and it was coming out the following day. But she was trying to sound the alarm because she wanted to save some lives. This lady's a doctor.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show. Your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At abcmouse.com/radio to try it free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials. Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
Rich Valdez, who again will do a fine job, and I know you'll enjoy listening to him.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Trump administration ramping up pressure on Russia to end its war in Ukraine.
I just felt it was time. Yeah, look, these are tremendous sanctions. These are very big. Those are against their two big oil companies, and we hope that they won't be on for long.
New sanctions hitting Russia's two largest oil companies. In response, the Treasury Department says, to Russia's, quote, lack of serious commitment to a peace process. It comes after new Russian airstrikes, firefighters carrying children from the rubble after Ukrainian officials say a kindergarten was hit, while Russia's President Putin today overseeing a nuclear exercise. As administration officials tell NBC News, a tense call between Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Russia's foreign minister ended after Moscow said fighting will continue until it gets concessions from Ukraine.
All right, amigos, you just heard that report. President Trump playing hardball with Russia. Again, I don't know how many more sanctions we can put on these people. They seem to, you know, have you put a sanction on Russia, it's like water off a duck's back. But they keep killing and killing and killing. It's the meat grinder for sure. I want to get to the bottom of this, though, because, of course, these sanctions are on energy. And this is a big deal. Trisha Curtis is CEO of Petronerds. She's host of the Petronerds podcast and an economist for the American Energy Institute. Trisha Curtis, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Pleasure. So what do you think of this move by President Trump placing these latest sanctions on Russia? Are they going to be effective? Are they going to get us the desired result? Are we going to soften up Russia, or are we just going to piss them off a little bit?
Well, you know, I'm all for pissing them off a little bit because I don't think we've done enough. But I think sanctions are all about implementation, right? So, you know, what the Trump administration has done on oil, they've clearly, you know, talked to the Saudis. The Saudis have increased output. We're at 13.64 million barrels per day. So we have the wiggle room right now with a lot of oil on the water to sanction Russia. But they have to be implemented. And the partnerships, but they have to be implemented. So what happened a couple days ago when you saw oil prices go up $5 was that, one, oil was oversold to begin with, but two, we sanctioned Rosneft and Lukoil. The European Union went after specific refineries within China, and India said, hey, we're not going to buy any more Russian crude oil. Now, in order for that to all work, everyone has to actually do it, and we have to not buy this crude oil. They've been pretty good about getting around that up to date, and we're nearly 4 years into this war. And so, yeah, they've been moving around. So you have to actually do what we did to Iran
and
in the first Trump administration.
Just for the audience's benefit, they've been getting around it by making, like, straw sales, no?
Yeah, they've been getting around it by basically using their shadow fleet and China and India not caring about sanctions. So if you don't care, and you don't actually get anyone in trouble, it doesn't matter. So we sanctioned Iranian crude in the first Trump administration, and they did a great job. They enforced the sanctions, and, you know, Iran stopped exporting crude, and they lost money, and they couldn't, you know, support all these nefarious extracurricular activities like Hamas and Hezbollah and Houthis. And that's the same thing that needs to be done with Russia, but no one was willing to in the Biden administration accept higher oil prices. So what Trump's got is a fine line where he wants to sanction them enough to where it's starting to hurt, but he doesn't want crude oil prices to go up too much to where they offset all the loss of crude with higher oil prices.
And
it's a dance. It's a very tricky dance. But his rhetoric is being ramped up, and clearly, you know, I don't think Putin looks like he's interested in ending this war.
Yeah. Do you think at any end on hitting him with, I mean, that's a significant source of their income. Do you think that that's going to get them to deter from their desire towards war, or is that not an effective strategy? Or is it, do we need to ramp it up?
I think that sanctions alone probably are not going to do it. No one thought that, you know, Putin was actually going to invade Ukraine when he did it.
Yeah.
I mean, the troops were aligned. It happened. And so we have to take off our rational Western mindset of how we think about this. And we need to be thinking about this from a Russian and, I think, and Chinese framework. The Chinese are really heavily invested in helping the Russians. They're pretty interested in seeing this war continue. I mean, it benefits China a lot. So I think we have to be honest with ourselves that this is there's a lot more at play. We have a lot of geopolitical dynamics going on. This is not just Russia's war in Ukraine. And they're getting help from Iran and from North Korea and from China explicitly. And so sanctions alone, yeah, it would work if we really enforce them, right? It would definitely help to where we could see some deterioration in their economy and put some real pressure on Putin. But this stuff is what should have been done when the war broke out, not 4 years in.
So what do you think the logical... I mean, obviously, President Biden didn't take any of this action, and President Trump is doing it now. What's some of your, I guess, recommendations on getting it done now? What do you recommend we do to make it happen sooner?
So I think we're under the assumption that we have to think about war too, and that it's not as easy just to get it done, right? We're assuming that kind of like Hamas and Israel, we can just get a peace deal, and we may not be able to get one with Putin because if this is a longer game, right? If they're involved with China, and China wants them to do this, so they keep us busy and keep all of our ammunition factories and all of our military and and we keep us very preoccupied, and we got us, you know, all of our weaponry and everything focused on Ukraine. We're not focused on China, and we're not focused on the Pacific, and you know, we're not focused on the Indo-Pacific. And so I think it's important to put that in context. So I'm not certain, you know, like, I think we have to be careful that also sanctions alone probably won't do it, right? And that's why Ukraine is looking for Tomahawks and other weaponry. There's a risk to that, right, that you escalate the war and then, you know, what happens then? But thinking that we're just going to sanction them, and if we don't enforce them, for one, it's not going to work. If we sanction them, we're going to see how much it's going to actually hurt. And we do have to hurt their economy to make this work. They have to no longer be exporting a lot of crude and getting the revenue for that crude oil. That's what has to happen. Now, we can't expect that China is going to continue to take that crude. We know that. So they're going to take the crude. And then we have to be just mindful that in war, the ability to get by is we have to be very mindful of that, is that people, you know, especially the Russians, they pull up their bootstraps and they keep pushing on forward.
All right, well, let's pick up there when we come back. Folks, we're on with Tricia Curtis, and we're talking about what happens in war and how we get past this situation. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Sea monsters have taken over Turtle Bay Museum from the American Museum of Natural History and circulated by the Smithsonian. Sea Monsters Unearthed explores how fossils contribute to our global understanding of the planet's past, featuring large-scale skeletons and interactive displays for all ages, offering a new perspective on the ancient world. Sea Monsters Unearthed at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading, now through January 11th. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
See site for additional facts.
Call now 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. It's Rich Valdez keeping you company this Friday night, live and national, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. We're at the bottom now. And I want to get into final part of our conversation on these Russian sanctions that President Trump has placed on energy coming out of Russia. And we've had some very good discussion on that with our guest, Tricia Curtis, CEO of Petronerds, host of the Petronerds podcast, and she serves as an economist for the American Energy Institute. And we left off, Tricia Curtis, with you explaining to us, I guess, the importance of how to implement this moving forward so that it makes sense. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to remind listeners and talk folks that, you know, there's no easy silver bullet here. Yeah, you know, when the war broke out, and no one's going to want to, we have to be honest about this. If we had put troops on the ground, we probably could have ended really quickly. But no one wanted to do that, right? Nobody in Europe and nobody in the U.S. was willing to put their own boots on the ground. So we didn't end it. And, you know, this happened in 2014 at the Western world let Putin take Crimea. And so then, you know, it just kind of kept snowballing. And then we got the situation in 2022 and the Biden administration did absolutely nothing. I don't think Trump's wrong that it probably wouldn't have happened had he been in there because, he's proving, you know, what he did dropping the B-2 bombs on Iran and, what he's doing currently, actually in Latin America. I mean, he's proving that, you push me and I'll push back. And so, the sanctions on Russia are a bare minimum. You know, you started out by saying, how much more can we sanction them? I mean, it's ridiculous that we have this plethora of sanctions. If you remember earlier this year, at the beginning of this year, the Biden administration also put on sanctions, but those were not enforced. Yeah. So you have to actually enforce the sanctions. You have to take the crude oil off the market. That's hard for people because that means oil prices are going up. And that's probably what we need. We need to actually restrict the flows, but we have to, as we talked about before, that careful dance where you have to restrict the flows enough to where if you pop up oil prices, you know, he's not just offsetting all of the loss of oil with increase in revenue from oil.
And if people want to keep up to speed with the work that you're doing on this and the rest of your analysis, how do they catch your podcast? How do they get your analysis and the work that you're doing as well?
Yeah, well, you can reach out on the website. It's at petronerds.com and the contact us page. And reach out directly. You can follow me on LinkedIn, Tricia Curtis, and just follow me on LinkedIn. There's a plethora of information that I put out there. And the podcast is on every platform. It's on YouTube if you want to watch it. And it's on, you know, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, everything. And it's called Petronerds. You just Google it and you will find it.
Outstanding. Well, I think there's always a need here for a petro nerd, because that petro dollars make the world go round in many ways. And I appreciate you being here, Tricia Curtis. Folks, give her a follow, check her out, follow the podcast, and I appreciate you coming. Godspeed to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You bet. And amigos, your thoughts, your calls, your opinions are coming up right now. You know, the number 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. Let me see, where do we go? We're going to go to Evergreen, Montana, line 3. We're going to check in with our friend Frank, who's calling us from KOFI. Frank, go right ahead. You're on with Rich Valdez.
Hi, Rich. You know, Canada had, in 1992, decided to come up with their own constitution and to show their independence of the crown. But you look it up and over 90% of the land is owned by the crown in Canada. They're not independent. They're mental slaves. They're poor in that sense. They should really listen to what Trump is saying, that we should become one country. Heck with the king. We would have more independence for everyone and wealth.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now, do you think things are going to go better for them with their new prime minister, Carney, as opposed to their old prime minister?
Well, I don't know. Is he a liberal or is he a conservative?
He's a liberal. The conservative lost by a little bit.
Now that's... There's no hope for him. He's a mental midget. As most of the liberals, all they are up there. But my God, it's just oh God. Now he's, you know, I was also going to say something about northern Montana on the border of Glacier National Park and Canada on our side.
What's going on up there?
On the Continental Divide, they're up there where there's a couple rivers. One flows clear to with fresh water clear to the Arctic Ocean. The other one goes all the way to the Saskatchewan River, all the way to the Hudson Bay. It's fresh water. And they've got plenty of water up there, but it sure could be diverted down here in the United States. And, you know, and we don't need any of their tariffs or we'll just take the water back. You know, if that's an alternative.
You know, repo the water.
You're not using it.
Yeah, it makes sense. I love it. That's interesting.
Right.
I think it's only a matter of time before we hear that coming from the administration. Say, hey, that's it. Here, it's time's up.
Yep.
Pay up or get out. Give us our water. Thanks,
all
Frank.
Right.
I appreciate it. Godspeed. You have a good weekend, by the way. Shout out to everybody in Evergreen, Montana. Frank, again, another faithful caller of the program. Godspeed to him. Let me see. Where do we go? We keep going. We're going to Norman is in Chicago, Illinois on WLS. Norman, go right ahead. You're next up.
Well, hi. Here's my thought. You've got Curtis and you got Silva, two candidates in New York, Republicans. If Mondani, with his policy...
Well, no, Curtis is the only Republican. It's one guy.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You got Mondani? Oh, Cuomo, you're saying, the independent?
Yeah, independent. Forgive me, I'm sorry about that. Okay, I had to just pull over. My thought, based on policies, New York probably financially dies, tourism, Broadway, the restaurants, the shopping, everything related to that. The economy goes down the tubes. I believe Curtis is ahead in the polls.
Well, in the latest poll today, it shows him doing better than Cuomo if Cuomo gets out, which I think he should.
Yeah. Okay. If Cuomo was to throw his support behind Curtis, would that not really be?
I think that would be a landslide victory.
Yeah. Otherwise, they keep the votes split. There's a chance Mondani wins.
There is the issue. I think it favors Curtis in that the people, you know, both Mamdani and Cuomo are Democrats, and they share a lot of the same vote, right? For example, they're both in favor of sanctuary cities, Mamdani and Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo. They are both in favor of raising taxes. They're both in favor of defunding the police. They're both in favor of having no cash bail on criminals that are arrested, or the alleged criminal for whatever act they're arrested for. And they're both in favor of keeping the age low, or raising the age. So rather than prosecuting someone at 16 years old and treating them as an adult, if they murder someone, they'll take a 16-year-old that's committed murder and send them to a mental institution and have them seek rehabilitation, as opposed to getting charged as an adult for capital crime like murder. They both support that as well. And that's why we've seen an increase in violence amongst teenagers, because the gangs and organized crime have realized, hey, if we get these kids that are teenagers, they won't charge them. They won't do the same amount of time. They'll get out. They'll go to a mental hospital, do a program, and they'll be back on the street. So this is a tool for criminals. And all of those guys, again, Mamdani and Andrew Cuomo, they share all of that. It's only Curtis that's on the other side that's the real contrast. Curtis Sliwa says, no, we're going to lock these people up, throw away the key. We have to have cash bail. If people can't make bail, then they stay in jail. And it's such a stark difference, right? They both favor getting rid of qualified immunity for law enforcement. Curtis says, let's give our cops back qualified immunity. And he wants to hire 7,000 new police officers, which I think the city desperately needs. So I think that the stark differences, in each of their platforms would cause a vote split amongst Mamdani and Cuomo more so than it would with Curtis. I don't think there's too many people that like Curtis that also like Cuomo. And I think that's the big problem that they face. And that's why if somebody were to drop out of this race, it really ought to be Andrew Cuomo.
I appreciate. No, I was going to ask you, since I'm in Chicago, I'm not that familiar with all the various ramifications of what's going on. Just know that Mondani just can't. I just hate to think what would happen if Mondani gets in. I appreciate your going explaining the differences in the policies and the platforms and such. My question was, though, does Silva, does he have enough of a support base that if he was to give that to Curtis? Because I think Silva obviously would be more in, aligned with Curtis than with the Democrats. Would that help much?
Yeah, so there was a poll that came out today, just to see if I'm getting what you're saying right, that says that if Andrew Cuomo were to get out of the race, Curtis would be within 8 points of beating Mamdani. And I think that's a good situation to be in when we're 11 days from election day. I mean, it's a, you know, 8 points is still 8 points and you got to make up that gap. But if it were the other way around, if Curtis were to not be in the race and it was a head to head matchup of Andrew Cuomo versus, Mamdani, he would lose by 10. So clearly Curtis is in a better position, Curtis Sliwa, to win this election. And, I don't know that the people that are supporting Cuomo are going to help in any way, but I'm sure there is some crossover somewhere. So ultimately, I think what ends up happening here is, Curtis can get the support. I think there's nothing but momentum for him right now on the street. But this is a fight. This is a fight. It's a fight uphill that can be won if everybody does what they have to do. And predominantly, if we saw some courage and some patriotism from Andrew Cuomo saying, you know what, I'm going to bow out of this because...
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
$100 a month for affordable term life insurance. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-555-1509.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008 with hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
All right, amigos, we're getting to lots of calls tonight about the destruction of the White House, whether you like it, whether you don't like it. We're going to be talking to you momentarily. Plus, I want to hear from my buddy Paul in Zanesville, Ohio, WHIZ. Go right ahead.
Hey, good evening, Rick. I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that my wife and I paid our home off today.
Woo-hoo!
We are elated. Yes, yes.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you. So it can be done in the United States of America, people.
That's the American dream, right?
Yes, sir. And I have two points here, or two things to say, if I could. I'll get back to that in just a minute. But my second one was, you know what? This government shutdown hadn't affected me a bit.
Oh, look at that.
It hasn't bothered me a bit, you know. I do feel for some of the workers, but this is what we need to do. We need to cut the pork out.
Right. If we can get by without these, the quote-unquote non-essential people, then maybe they're really that non-essential, right?
Yes, sir. And the second thing I had was, oh, I'm just so elated. When I walked out of the bank, the manager, whoever he was, a very nice man for Park Bank, he says, "Now, Paul, don't forget to pay your land taxes." Now, Rich, I have a question to ask you. If you owned a motorcycle and you paid it off, why would you have to pay taxes to ride it? You know,
right?
Why do I have to pay land taxes?
Yeah, you know who says
that?
Governor Ron DeSantis. He said, "Listen, if you're in your golden years and you paid off your house, why are we sitting here hitting you over the head for all this property tax?" And I get it. There's a sewer and a street and all that stuff, but. I'm with it. There's a lot of countries where you go and you buy a place and you pay it off and it's yours and you never pay another penny again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it just blows my mind. And by the way, also, Tuesday is my 36th wedding anniversary of being married to my beautiful wife. So I'd like to tell her I love her and happy anniversary. I've been with her for 46 years, Rich, but,
that's you know, almost as long as I've been alive.
Really happy. I know, sir. I know. My daughter's 42, so she's almost as old as you.
That's great. So, well, congratulations to you.
I wanted to let you know, sir. Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much. And I'm not bragging. It's just it feels
you
so
should
good.
Be bragging. You should be proud. Hella proud.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I don't cry much. And I actually had tears in my eyes today because it felt so good to get that. It wasn't a burden because I've made a lot of memories here, you know, in my house. But now we can move on and enjoy our retirement. We're both getting ready to retire. So thank you for letting me air this on your
brother,
air. And
you made my day. I can only imagine how you feel, Paul, that A, you've been married to your lovely bride for 36 years, and B, you own your house and you don't owe anybody any money. That's fantastic, man. I have the biggest smile on my face for you. I can't wait till that's my position in life. God bless you, brother. I'm happy to hear it. Congratulations. Happy anniversary and have a good weekend. Amigos, I'm going to pause right here. We're coming right back. Your calls and more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
Game day isn't complete without repping your team. Whether you're in the stands, at home, or tailgating with friends, NFLShop.com has the gear every fan needs. Jerseys, hats, hoodies, and sideline styles straight from the pros to you. Fresh arrivals drop all season long, so you'll always stay game day ready. Fan like a pro and shop now at NFLShop.com.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
All right, let's go to the left coast. David in San Francisco, California, KSFO country. David, what's on your mind? Quickly.
Well, thanks, Rich. I was afraid your new screener was a coward. The destruction of the White House. Do you remember in the Bible how it talks about the angels go around and mark the houses of the holy, and that the those that are not marked get destroyed?
No, you're talking about the Passover. And the Passover, what a beautiful, sacred, solemn, holy holiday. And, of course, this is why people have mezuzahs on their doors today, because it was the blood on the doorpost, right, to mark yourselves as, hey, we are believers, we are God's people. And that's how when the evil, dark cloud passed over, it would literally pass over their homes. Now, I will say this. I don't know if there's a mezuzah on the White House, David, but I do know that this wonderful, bigly, beautiful ballroom that President Trump is making is going to be a work of art, a real feat. And it's all coming at next to zero taxpayer expense. So I've got to say kudos to President Trump. A quick golf clap for him on that, because I'm too close to the mic to do a big clap. And I think that's a good thing. Now, the other thing I was going to say is, typically, I mean, it's not really the call screener that is being a coward or a hero, right? The call screener is just making sure that the call is going to add value to the larger program that we're airing tonight. So I wouldn't ever characterize the call screener as being a coward. It doesn't really come down to that. It comes down to how effective the caller is and does it match with the program. But David, like always, we always appreciate hearing from our friends on the left. Thank you for your call from San Francisco, California. And Joe in Salem, Arkansas, I've got seconds to go here, so I don't know if we can really get into much, but I want to wish you a good weekend. And I also agree with blowing up the drug boats. I think Trump was spot on today when he said, no, no, not a declaration of war. We're just going to kill people that bring drugs into our country. They're going to be dead, like dead. I thought that was terrific. Joe, hasta la próxima. Take care. Good night, and God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez. See you guys Monday.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Some states will be getting federal disaster help while others will be out of luck.
President Trump has approved major disaster declarations for Alaska, Nebraska, and North Dakota, while denying requests from Vermont, Illinois, and Maryland. The declarations allow FEMA to provide financial aid for repairing public infrastructure and, in some cases, helping survivors with repairs and temporary housing. Mr. Trump has approved more disaster declarations and denied this year, but has also suggested phasing out FEMA. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Flights have resumed for Alaska Airlines after more than 200 of its planes were grounded for hours.
The airline says it expects some flight disruptions as it works to reposition aircraft and crews. The grounding affected Alaska Air and Horizon Air flights. Hawaiian Airlines, which was bought by Alaska Air Group last year, says its flights were operating as scheduled. Alaska Airlines is asking customers to check their flight status before heading to the airport.
Correspondent Donna Warder. The ongoing government shutdown continues to disrupt flights and put pressure on air traffic controllers who are working without pay. Flights were delayed Thursday at major airports like LaGuardia and Newark due to air traffic controller shortages. Many Federal Aviation Administration facilities are critically short on controllers, leading to disruptions. Texas Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the disruptions are likely to only get worse after next Tuesday's payday arrives and controllers receive no money. The military is sending an aircraft carrier to the waters off South America in the latest escalation of military firepower to a region. A Pentagon spokesman confirmed that the USS Gerald R. Ford and its strike group would deploy to the Southern Command region to bolster U.S. capacity, detect, monitor, and disrupt activities that compromise safety. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments. investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
The Social Security Administration's annual cost of living adjustment will go up in the new year.
The announcement was meant to be made last week, but was delayed because of the federal government shutdown. Some seniors say the Social Security Administration's cost of living adjustment won't help them much in paying for their daily expenses. Recipients got a 2.5% cost of living adjustment, or COLA, boost in 2025 and a 3.2% increase in 2024. The smaller increase for next year reflects moderating inflation. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
U.S. inflation remained elevated last month as gas prices jumped while the cost of rent cooled. Consumer prices increased 3% in September from a year earlier. The figures reflect a smaller increase than many economists had forecast and will likely encourage the Fed Reserve to cut its key interest rate when it meets next week for the second time this year. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Someone released thousands of minks being raised on an Iowa farm.
Fencing was cut, pens and nest boxes were destroyed to release the mink, which are raised for their fur. By Friday morning, just over 60% of the mink had been recovered. Farmers say that the mink are not adapted to survival and tend to succumb to elements in the wild. There are about two such incidents of mink releases a year. The Animal Legal Defense Fund says that mink farms crowd animals in inhumane and unsanitary cages that can contribute to the spread of disease and are supporting legislation to end mink farming in the U.S. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver expressing shock over the arrests of Portland coach Chauncey Billups and Miami guard Terry Rozier on gambling-related charges. Speaking yesterday during Amazon Prime Video's first broadcast, he says he was deeply disturbed by the indictments. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco. Rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Cypress Avenue, Saturday, October 25th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bandino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
For you yesterday, talking about slashing the throats of Republicans and doing the knife gesture across her neck with her hand like she's going to be slashing trachea when she goes forward. Remarkable stuff, which reminds me of the man running for statewide office in Virginia, in the Commonwealth of Virginia, who said, texting with a friend of his, that if he had two bullets and if he were in a room with Mao Zedong, the most prolific mass murderer in the history of the world, or Pol Pot, the Cambodian communist mass murderer, millions dead, or the Republican leader in the State House in Virginia, that and he only had two bullets, that the two bullets would go into the skull, the head, would murder the Republican speaker in Virginia, because they hate a lot, and they have violent blood fantasies. And then, of course, he said that he wanted to see that Republican in the State House in Virginia, wanted to see his children die in their mother's arms, because it's a bloodlusty bunch. They're the left. They're not the fun bunch. They used to be the fun bunch about 50 years ago, half century ago, maybe more. But they're not a lot of fun anymore. Now they're just shooting everybody, and they are the party of the first American Civil War. So you got to keep your eyes peeled for that sort of thing, because they are the neo-Confederates, the Democrat Party, just like their boy Jefferson Davis. Jefferson Davis was he was at the time the neo-Confederate. Now he's an old-fashioned Confederate, and he was the Democrat president in the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln, the Republican president in the Civil War, and the first American assassinated by a Democrat, naturally, because they really love slavery, and they still do. Now it's just illegal aliens are their slaves. They don't have to house them or feed them. They just throw them a stipend and have them slave away at whatever the Democrats want. Isn't that amazing? But we've got a lot going on, a lot going on. The company, I talked about this a little bit yesterday, the company that's working on the construction at the White House is now being terrorized by the Democrat Party, threatened, menaced by phone, by email, online, and beyond. Silver Spring, Maryland company, demolishing White House. And you heard Chris Hayes there saying, oh, the White House is being demolished, it's being destroyed. Now, actually, there is a ballroom being added to the White House, but you can describe it any way you want. And the East Wing was built in the 1940s. The 19 is not like it's from the 1790s or something. It's the 1940s, and they put it there because there's a bunker underneath. Now you need the bunker because of the Democrats. Honestly, forget about the Soviet Union. The Democrat Party is the primary threat to civilization in the Western world. Silver Spring Company, demolishing White House wing, faces, quote, online firestorm, end quote. That's because the Democrat Party is, they've got a lot of mental illness, and they're not dealing with it very well. And, of course, the news media, they've all forgotten that when Barack Obama was living in the White House not so long ago, there was a $376 million renovation. They called it a renovation at the White House. And the news media loved it. CNN was speaking adoringly about it, walking around the North Lawn of the White House. Oh, the noise, the construction noise, it's so glamorous. We love Obama so much. We perform acts of journalistic gratification upon him daily. Listen, that's a little more complicated than summer reporting, too, because it was for new electricity and things in the White House, because it's kind of an old house. But I've got the details for you on that. And do you remember Chelsea Clinton? She's apparently the daughter of Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton and, of course, of Webb Hubble from the Rose Law Firm and the Xerox Room. You know, it's an ugly world out there at the Rose Law Firm. But Chelsea Clinton writing a piece in USA Today, they've got it with a headline, Trump demolishes a house that isn't his. I don't think he's demolishing the White House, but the Democrats will before they're done, because the British really didn't get the job done in 1814 when they came in during the War of 1812, but never mind all that. And Chelsea Clinton wrote a piece that was published, naturally, in USA Today. Trump demolishes a house that isn't his. It's not the demolishing, it's the newest wing, it's the never mind that. And they didn't even start using it as the First Lady's wing until office. Until Jimmy Carter was president and Rosalynn Carter was the First Lady of the United States. But never mind that. Yeah, DeMoss, so this is it. And the new illness, and they like new illnesses. The new illness in Washington is, now again, TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. We all know people that have it. And now they've got a new one. It's BDS. Now, we know BDS because the Democrats hate the Jews just like the Nazis and the fascists. They hate the Jews, and they've got BDS that is, what is that, Michael? Bondage and discipline for Democrats? No. That's boycott, sanction, and divest, or boycott, divest, and sanction. That's anti-Israel. You're supposed to boycott Israel, sanction Israel, divest from Israel, and then sanction Israel. That's their BDS. But the new BDS in Washington, the new Democrat disease, mental illness, is the ballroom derangement syndrome. Ballroom derangement syndrome, BDS, because they're really mental about all this. Oh no, I can't believe a ballroom is being built at the White House. That's all right, you'll never be invited. Don't worry about it. You won't even see it when you drive by. And you probably won't even drive by. So the Democrat Party, they snap their fingers and millions of people become mentally ill. It's the one thing they're good at is mental illness. Isn't that amazing? So we got that. Yes, sir. And also I will update or remind Chelsea Clinton what she and her family did when they were in the White House and when they left the White House. And it won't even have a lot to do with Monica Lewinsky or, you know, all the cigars in the president's private office off the Oval Office and all of that. Never mind. Never mind all of that. But I will remind Chelsea Clinton what her family, for their love and adoration of the White House and all the things in it, because they stole so many of them, the criminals that they are. So, well, we've got that. Wah, wah, wah. Also, the media very angry. This is even English media, not even American media. Ask the White House a question they dislike, question mark. They'll reply, quote, your mom. Your mom. Usually it's your mother. So I think it's a lot more polite there. And they got this guy, you know, this guy, Stephen A. Smith on ESPN. He's one of the most overvalued, overrated people in all of media. And that's setting the bar pretty high or pretty low, depending on. But Kash Patel, FBI director, skewers Stephen A. Smith from ESPN for suggesting Trump was behind the NBA gambling scandal arrests. It's all a mental illness, and they have tiny little brains. They're not intelligent people. They're not serious people. Yet they make millions of dollars in the American media as long as they're anti-Trump and anti-Republican and, generally speaking, anti-American, all that. Also, I mentioned it in California, but the headline from California is Coast Guard opens fire on U-Haul truck at California base entrance. Why would they do that, you might wonder? The short answer is Democrats. Two people were shot and AR-15s unloading. Looked like a truck bomb was coming in to blow up the entrance to the Coast Guard station, because Democrats are pro-drug cartels and they're pro-drug deaths in America. They're not on our side. Also, lots going on in the news. I've talked to you about Barry Weiss, who I think is a wonderful journalist, who has basically taken over CBS News at CBS Incorporated. And the headline today from the left-wing extremists at Mediaite, headline is, Barry Weiss eyes Fox's Bret Baier to anchor CBS Evening News. What? I'm sorry, the new Walter Cronkite, the new Katie Couric, the new Dan Rather, whatever the order is on that, going to be Bret Baier at CBS News. That's an interesting one. I predict that will never happen, but interesting enough anyway. Also, Eric Adams used to be the mayor of New York. He's a Democrat. Eric Adams endorses Andrew Cuomo, known as Governor Gropey McGropeface, Governor the Gropester. He's got code names all over the place. But Eric Adams endorses Andrew Cuomo over, quote, communists, end quote, Mamdani. That should be Mamdani the commie, not communist Mamdani. But that's me. I'll explain that going forward today as well. Wah, wah, wah. Pretty amazing stuff. And the Democrat Party at the Washington Post, owned by the billionaire. Is he one of the donors? This is one of the funny things, too, is that these corporations like Comcast have donated money at Donald Trump's request to build the new ballroom adjacent to, attached to the White House. And at MSDNC, MS-13, the cable channel, they're screaming and yelling and pounding the table. We open with a soundbite of that cross-dresser Chris Hayes talking to the communist criminal. That's the lead Democrat, Hakeem Jeffries, in the House of Representatives. I can't believe there are people paying, your own companies paying for it. They should fire you today for saying what you said last night. But they won't. All these companies that gave money, and they're, oh, it's a fix, it's a quid pro quo. Remember quid pro quo? Quid pro quo. They're going to try to bring that back now with their tiny little brains, their teeny tiny little brains. So we've got a few stories for you today. And I love Chelsea Clinton. You know, she's looking more like Webb Hubble with each passing year, isn't she? She's quite something. And Comcast, one of the companies donating to the Trump White House to build the ballroom that everybody's going to love when it's done. It's going to be the greatest ballroom in Washington, and it's going to be at the White House, and between the main White House and the Treasury Department, which flanks the White House inside the White House compound. Amazing stuff. Yeah, Apple, Amazon. Wait, aren't Apple pals of the Democrats? Amazon, isn't that, aren't they pals of the Democrats? Lockheed Martin, well, they're pals of everybody. Microsoft, one of the funniest names for a company ever. Google, Comcast, and Meta. Aren't these all Democrat Party donors, all of them? And they're all contributing money to building the White House ballroom. And the Democrats couldn't be more furious. They're anti-progress. In the name of progress, of course. They're anti-progress because everything they say is the opposite of the truth. We're at 888-630-9625, and the government shutdown continues because that's the way the Democrats want it, because we will have to pay the price until they shake down the government for another $1.5 trillion to bail out filthy Obamacare again, which was never actually affordable. It's the unaffordable Don't Care Act.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
1 in 8 women will face breast cancer. But the Breast Cancer Research Foundation is changing that. With breakthroughs in prevention and treatment, we're not just saving lives. We're rewriting the future, giving those diagnosed more time to not just survive, but thrive. This is the moment. This is the mission. Support breast cancer research. Until 1 in 8 is none in 8.
Attention taxpayers, if you owe $5,000 or more and have missed another tax deadline, you're officially on the IRS's radar. The IRS has resumed aggressive collections. That means wage garnishments, bank levies, even seizures of your home, car, or retirement accounts. If you owe $5,000 or more and missed the deadline, you're stacking new debt on top of what you already owe. Call Priority Tax Relief now. Their experts fight back fast and are saving their clients millions in tax debt every month.
I owed over $50,000. And they settled it for pennies on the dollar. These guys are as legit as they come.
After speaking on my behalf with the IRS, my entire debt of $25,000 will be eliminated.
Whether you've received collection letters or you're already facing liens and garnishments, call for your free consultation. There are no upfront fees. Priority Tax Relief. Let's make your taxes our priority.
Call 800-776-8950. 800-776-8950. 800-776-8950.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results vary. Consult with your tax professional prior to enrollment.
Attention retirement savers. A top U.S. bank predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risk just increased significantly. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more, so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why big wireless wants you on unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
All right, let us, I've got to tell you, ballroom derangement syndrome is very real. They're crazy. They have no memory of, anything that has occurred in history. You can read it to them, and it doesn't register. They don't remember it even a minute later. But I want to get into some of the ballroom hijinks that the Democrats are inflicting upon us. In the meantime, let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Marco, calling from Springfield, Virginia. Marco, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I was watching Newsmax this morning, and Chris Hayes conveniently forgets the fact that King Obama spent $371 million of taxpayer money to destroy the White House or to build whatever, his basketball court. From a security standpoint, without giving away too much, I think what Trump is doing is a great idea. You can have whatever meetings you need to have. Yeah, have security taken care of. You don't have to worry about any crazy people like Hinckley waiting outside the Washington Hilton. Without giving out too much, we used to do patriotic openers at hotels downtown. And I was always concerned about people getting out of limos with the crowd standing outside. How are you going to contain all those people? Well, now you can do it, not have to worry about security, because the only people that are going to be there are the people that are supposed to be there.
You're absolutely right, and I got to say, I mean, I mentioned that yesterday, that you know, the annual White House Correspondents Association dinner is held at which they call in Washington, as you well know, Marco, the Hinckley Hilton, right, on Connecticut Avenue, because it's where Democrat hero John Hinckley shot and wounded President Trump. I think it was the the fifth Republican president to have been shot. By that time, one Democrat president had been shot. That was John F. Kennedy, was shot by a communist. But you're right. Big banquets and balls for the president can be held at the White House, and there is a secure environment because the White House complex, and Marco knows, I know Marco, he's come along on sea cruises and career army, lots of time at the White House and events in Washington, and it is going to be a safe venue. White House complex includes the Treasury Department to the east of the White House and the Executive Office Building to the west of the White House, all inside the fence line. And this will create a nice, secure environment for the president and for big events. And you summed it up beautifully, Marco. What else should we know?
I can hardly wait till they turn this gambling thing into a racial issue because it involves the NBA. Steve Smith, what a joke.
Yeah.
He doesn't run him as a presidential candidate, so he's just a loud mouth. But, you know, people easily get fooled.
Yeah, people easily. That's why the Democrat Party exists.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Looking for fun ways to explore your
town, you've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust, visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi. I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Democrat in the U-Haul. Yeah, had a handful of shots fired there, I guess, and two people shot and wounded because they're attacking a Coast Guard station because they're Democrats, and the Democrats are waging some kind of an uncivil war against the United States of America, the United States government, and beyond. But before I get to that, let's get to some other dumb Democrat stuff, and I'm looking forward to getting to Governor Pritzker from Illinois. He was on the television last night, and boy, is he running for president. He should run for president of the Philippines first, I think. These corruptniks that the Democrats are. But let's get to another big story from the Democrats, because the Democrats keep giving illegal aliens everything they want, and sometimes things that they don't even want. But one of the things that they keep giving away is commercial driver's licenses. So illegal aliens who don't speak the language very well, can't read street signs, can be given 18-wheeler tractor-trailer trucks to crash into families and to incinerate them and kill them, as an illegal alien from India did in Florida recently, killing a family of three. And then we learned that the illegal alien from India was given a commercial driver's license in California by Gavin Newsom and the Democrats, because that makes them open-minded. I think they also like cheating in the NBA and the mafia being involved. They like even better. Isn't that amazing? So we've got that. But listen to this, because now there is another illegal alien, coincidentally also from India, who coincidentally was given a commercial driver's license by Democrats, and then, amazingly, crashed into a vehicle and killed three people. This is not the same as the incident in Florida. This is another one. And the Democrats shrug, and they say, well, you know, look, car accidents happen. They don't care. Now, they arranged it. They created the circumstances that led to, and they're fine with Americans being incinerated all over the country. Hell, half of them are considering self-immolation now, because what have we had? 9 Democrat self-immolations in the last couple of years. But never mind that. Let me go to the reporting yesterday, because it's kind of a big deal. If you think that human life matters, or if you're against Americans being killed out of the blue by illegal aliens driving tractor trailers, when the license to drive the tractor trailer was given after the driver failed his driving test 10 times. I don't know how you fail a driving test 10 times. Commercial driver's license. And he didn't know how to work the air brakes and all of this good stuff. But the Democrats, they don't care, because it's just you. They assume it's not going to be them. How could it be them? But let's go to the TV reporting from the Fox News Channel last night. And their news reporter, William LaJeunesse, who is a real news reporter. He's a good news reporter. And he was talking about it last night. And listen to California's record on this.
A federal audit found California had issued 62,000 CDLs, drivers who entered illegally, John, or do not have a permanent legal status as required by the feds. California sanctuary laws prohibit asking applicants their immigration status. Governor Newsom said there's not a problem.
There's not a problem. We're not allowed to ask what their immigration status is when they're applying for a commercial driver's license to kill people in Florida or to kill people in California. The Democrats, like I've said it before, I'll say it now. More Democrats, more death. More Democrats, more murder. More Democrats, more crime. And I don't know how you get around that. But this is another one. Harrowing video captures big rig driven by illegal immigrant plowing into vehicles on California freeway, killing three. And it's another illegal alien with another illegal alien tractor trailer commercial driver's license. harrowing video captured a tractor trailer driven by an illegal immigrant plowing into at least 8 vehicles on a California freeway, killing 3 people. Dash cam footage from inside the truck itself allegedly showed Jamanpreet Singh, 21 years old. That's right, he's from India, the illegal alien driving the truck, the tractor trailer in Florida that killed 3 people doing an illegal U-turn. He almost ran over the no U-turn sign in the middle of the highway. But never mind that. And he was from India. Now we got a new guy from India, 21-year-old, slamming into several cars while behind the wheel of the big rig on the westbound 10 freeway shortly after 1 p.m. Wednesday, according to the clip first obtained by ABC7 in Los Angeles, California. The red truck sped into several cars in a lane, smashing them to pieces before slamming into the back of a white truck, the clip showed, and crashed into another tractor trailer that was parked along the side of the freeway there. Isn't that amazing? Caroline Leavitt at the White House was asked about this yesterday. Hey, more illegal aliens with commercial driver's licenses driving big rigs, the 18-wheelers, tractor trailers, crashing them into people and killing them, even though they should not have been given commercial driver's license in the first place.
I can confirm that California gave this individual a license. He killed 3 people, and he first entered the United States in 2022 through the southern border, and he was released into our country by the previous administration. These tragedies are following a disturbing pattern of these criminal illegal aliens being issued commercial vehicle licenses. And so, yes, the Department of Transportation is absolutely cracking down on that.
And imagine that. The Department of Transportation is absolutely cracking down and giving illegal aliens that can't drive tractor trailers licenses to drive tractor trailers so they can kill Americans literally from coast to coast, from Florida to California. Illegal aliens, coincidentally, in these two instances, both from India, the empire, from India, crashing the trucks and killing people. And they never seem to be looking. This guy in California never even tapped the brakes. Never occurred to him to not just plow into people and kill them all. Isn't that amazing? We do have a Secretary of the Department of Transportation, and it's not Pete Buttigieg. Hey, has he finally made it to East Palestine yet for that train disaster? I don't think he has. Is he still at home chest feeding, having the little tots flossing while chest feeding? Isn't that amazing? But now we do have a Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, former member of the House of Representatives, and one of the good guys. He's from America, from the Midwest. He's on our side. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
That was an illegal who Gavin Newsom issued a driver's license to, contrary to my law, contrary to my rule. And by the way, these aren't always the best and brightest. These are criminals that these left-wing nut jobs are protecting.
Not always the best and brightest. That sounds a little like what President Trump said there. You know, illegal aliens, they're not sending their best. Who do you think sneaking across our border? The very best in the world, everybody you want? Is that what's going on? Isn't that amazing? So listen to this. The illegal alien that crashed into people and killed 3 in California while driving a tractor trailer on a driver's license that he should not have been issued. He was arrested by local authorities in San Bernardino County on vehicular manslaughter while intoxicated and driving under the influence charges before ICE issued an arrest detainer. But the Democrat Party would say, no, let him go. Give him another truck. Let him fly an airliner. Maybe he should, because it's DEI. We need illegal alien immigrants from India flying airliners. Isn't that amazing? It is a terrible tragedy. 3 innocent people lost their lives due to the reckless open border policies that allowed an illegal alien to be released into the U.S. That was during the Biden administration, and that was just mentioned by Caroline Leavitt. It was the Biden administration that was waving every illegal alien in the world into the United States. It's the fundamental transformation of America, the third worlding of America. The Democrat Party is the third world because they are the left. They've given up all pretense of being pro-American. And so the illegal alien to be released into the U.S. and to drive an 18-wheeler on America's highways, Assistant DHS Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement to the New York Post. And she is wonderful also. She really is great. Caroline Leavitt at the White House is great, and the Department of Homeland Security, Tricia McLaughlin, wonderful spokeswoman. This accident allows a disturbing trend of illegal aliens driving 18-wheelers and semi-trucks on America's roads. Two of the victims of the crash have been identified as Clarence Nelson and his wife, Lisa. Clarence, a former assistant basketball coach at Pomona High School, KTLA reported. So he's a former high school basketball coach and, likely beloved by generations of people. Singh is now being held in jail without bail, but the Democrats would release him in a heartbeat if they're in charge, because they waved in millions and millions, literally, of illegal aliens without vetting anybody, and they lied to us about vetting people because they lie all the time about everything. I tell you, maybe you should wear a surgical mask to protect you from Latin American gangs that are here to destroy the world. Isn't that amazing? Yes, sir. So we've got that going. And what do you hear the governor of Illinois talking about murder in Chicago? Hey, it's no big deal. We're murdering fewer than we did until recently. We're doing real good. All right, Michael, let's take another phone call from the telephone. Let's go to Matt, calling from St. Louis, Missouri. Matthew, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Matt.
Happy Friday in basketball Bettopia.
Yeah.
And we saw that there were some NBA players arrested, but there were no WNBA players arrested, which probably mostly has to do with the fact the FBI and the mob have never heard of the WNBA. But I am waiting to see how long it's going to be before the WNBA demands equal gambling fraud and corruption just like the men get.
They should probably sue the Gambino family for leaving them out of the action, because, you know, everybody knows the Gambino family, and I got to tell you, this whole thing, Matt, sounds pretty crazy. I don't know how much you've seen about it or heard about it, but apparently they had players on the court during games, the NBA, that are getting messages from the mob in New York to, like, step out of the game so that their team could lose, and turn the ball over again and again to the opposing team. And there's video showing them doing that. It is, if you did this in a movie, nobody would believe it. But the story the FBI is telling is quite remarkable. And you're right about the poor, long-suffering WNBA, the women's version of the National Basketball Association, which had a moment to rise, and they blew that. Boy, did they, blow that. And there are all kinds of puns available, but I'll leave them alone. And they're going to feel neglected by the mob. And rightly so. Because why wouldn't the mob ignore them? As you said, Matt, everybody else ignores them. Why wouldn't the mafia in New York ignore the WNBA also? It's not like anybody watches. People have to watch for people to gamble. You have to be interested before people want to put money down. And the WNBA had one player for a minute that the world was interested in. But, they did to her what's happening to the east wing of the White House right now. Matt, thank you. We are at 888-630-9625. Pritzker and Chelsea Clinton, the White House, CBS News, and New York Lunacy.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Oh man, Big Wireless is pulling one over on us. It's time to switch to Consumer Cellular. I did, and I'm getting the same fast, reliable, nationwide Big Wireless coverage without the big wireless cost. But it's not just about saving money on my bill. It's about not getting used by the big carriers. Do you even know how much data you use every month? Most people that are 50 and over use less than 8 gigs of data a month. But Big Wireless wants to shove you into an unlimited plan because they need you to cover the costs of younger people who use a lot more data than you do. So yeah, if you're not using all that data, you're being used. I had enough of that. I went with Consumer Cellular. Consumer Cellular set me up with a phone and a plan, and it was incredibly easy to switch. You call and speak to an actual person, and it only takes about 20 minutes. Just give them a call and make the switch today. Call 1-800-760-0702. That's 1-800-760-0702.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FUEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FUEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
1 in 8 women will face breast cancer. Only research will move us closer to a cure, faster. At the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, our mission is simple: to prevent and cure breast cancer by fueling the world's most promising research. As the world's largest private funder of breast cancer research, we are advancing the breakthroughs that save lives, unlocking the treatments that change futures, giving those diagnosed more time to not just survive, but thrive. BCRF has helped drive a 44% drop in breast cancer deaths over the last 30 years, but there is still critical work to do. 1 in 8 is more than a statistic. Each one is a mother, a daughter, a sister, a friend, and we can change their future together. This is the moment. This is the mission. Join us until 1 in 8 is none in 8.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
If you are 50 or older, it is recommended that you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're an adult 19 to 49 with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, chronic heart disease, or COPD, vaccination is also recommended. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. Furnished by the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, skyrocketing national debt, and a potential recession looming. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs with everything going on in the world. Thousands of hard-working Americans are looking to get help diversifying their savings in precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated gold company, Goldco. With over 6,000 five-star customer reviews, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, named best for customer service from Money.com, and the industry's highest buyback guarantee, Goldco is a preferred precious metals company in the country. Right now, Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can help diversify your savings tax and penalty free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult with your financial and tax professional.
Also, the Washington Post today on the mental illness that is membership in the Democrat Party. Scream clubs, the latest Democrat Party mental exercise. Let's go back to the telephones, Miguel. Let's go to Victor, calling from the great state of Georgia. Victor, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. I'm currently in Georgia, although I'm from Tennessee, but I'm in Georgia right now. I'm a truck driver.
Excellent, excellent.
35 years plus driving. I have this little book right next to me. It's the FMCA code book that I am required by the DOT to carry with me every day. It says you're supposed to be able to read, write, and understand the language so that you can read the signs. Every time I hear about one of these wrecks, I just about lose my mind.
Well, that's you're held to one standard, and illegal aliens from India are held to a different. And apparently, again, I don't know if you heard this, but it's pretty crazy. The Fox News
without
reporter.
Without double standards.
Well, definitely without double standards. Liberals that have no standards at all. That's a fact.
That's right.
William LaJeunesse said that a federal study found that California issued 62,000 commercial driver's licenses to illegal aliens.
That doesn't surprise me, Chris. And, you know, if I wanted to go to, say, Australia and immigrate and get a job as a truck driver, they would not hire me.
Well, they drive on the wrong side of the road there.
Well, I could adjust, but they wouldn't. You can't go around the world and get a job like this. It just doesn't happen.
Well, except in the United States, where we have idiots like California Governor Gavin Newsom, who wants to be president of the United States, and we have idiots like Governor Pritzker, who wants to be president of the United States. Look what we've done to the United States. Yes, the corpulent,
governor.
Yeah, circumference. Yes, circumference, as he's known at the right Knights of the Round Table. how much danger are we in, Victor?
Oh, it's bad. It's bad. I mean, these wrecks happen all the time. Just where I live, at the exit in Tennessee where I live, a few months ago, a fella come up from Florida pulling an Amazon trailer. Same circumstance, illegal, no license, no registration, no insurance, plowed into two cars and killed a family at my home exit.
No kidding.
They bailed him out, and he's now, you know, he ran, of course. He's not around to face the music.
Really? He got away?
And he got away.
But we know who it is.
They know exactly who it is. He's gone. He will not be back to be given justice.
And he killed a family in Tennessee. We keep hearing about this.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.